This is North Shore High School football from Manning Field in Lynn on a Saturday afternoon in September. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns as Beverly is taking on Lynn English High School here today in Northeastern Conference High School football. Beverly is under the direction of head coach Andrew Morenci in his second year with the Panthers. He was a Panther player himself, but had a coaching career up at Hamilton Wenham before coming back to his alma mater a year ago. A 9-3 team, the Panthers, 1 year ago. The Division II state champs lost to Duxbury in the state semifinals. And Coach Morenci thinks they do have a strong running attack for this year's team. Well, Lynn English High School, 2-9 a year ago, a tough Thanksgiving loss to Classical High School right here at Manning Field. Chris Carroll, the head coach for the Bulldogs, is in his third year. They're young. They do have some nagging injuries, but if you looked at one of their bright spots last year, it was their game at Hurd Stadium in Beverly where they hung in tough, had a lead through a good part of that game, but ended up losing it in the end to Beverly High. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns, and Tim, so here we are in the first weekend of the season, and Lynn English out warming up along with Beverly High School. We have both head coaches coming up, Andrew Morenci and Chris Carroll. And just a preview, what are you looking at in today's game?
Well, Lynn English coming off of, again, 2-9 the season, looking it up to a really good start, both offensively and defensively. Beverly looking to continue their recent run of success going back 2010 with their Super Bowl victory at Foxborough. They're jacked. They've got veterans coming back, and they know what it is to win, and they're infusing the younger players with that same attitude. So you're going to see, I think, the typical Beverly hard-nosed, grind-it-out kind of effort today. English, athletically talented, has got to put together a string of plays. They're going to have to make defensive stops. We saw a Lynn Classical team last night that performed nearly flawlessly in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. They made the tackles. They had secure offensive blocking up front. They had good, really smart running by the backs. Really had an outstanding game at quarterback, leading them to the victory. English has some way got to find that Classical magic that we saw last night and come out and again, Severance, experienced quarterback, moved the ball. Receivers got to make catches when the ball is there, when in the open, get some yards after the catch. Defensively, slow down the Beverly Panthers.
Well, Beverly will be breaking in a new quarterback this year. We'll talk more about that just ahead in our pregame show. While probably one of the key skill players out on today's field will be Matt Severance, the junior quarterback, but a third-year starter here for Lynn English High School. So we'll talk more about that still ahead in our pregame show as we roll on this Saturday afternoon from Manning Field in Lynn. It is Beverly and Lynn English, kickoff at 2 right here on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO, newsports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
Thank you.
MS News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly head coach Andrew Morenci, back for another season of Beverly High School football. And Panther Preview is brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for the best in deli platters, deli meats, and service in the Beverly-Salem area. It is the Gloria Food Store. Coach, welcome back to Panther Preview.
Hey, good to see you, Tim. Glad to be back.
Well, we're 2 days away from opening day. Team ready?
You know, I tell you, we better be, right? We're going into a, an away game, going into a different environment against a good football team. You know, you never really know until you get out there and get the plays going. So at this point, we feel like we're ready, but, you know, we'll see you on Saturday for sure.
Let's take a step back. Last year, 9-3. Into the playoffs, exciting football, gave the people a lot to anticipate for this year. Let's just take a brief recap of last year.
Well, you know, last year was certainly a special year. You had a bunch of guys, a strong senior class, who, you know, wanted to make their mark. And despite the fact we had lost some personnel from the prior year, Coach Bowers last year, we were able to kind of gel as a unit and come together. And, you know, with all the transition and new coaches and new offense and defense, you know, the kids really responded. And we really went on the run at the end of the year, inevitably was able to go far and, you know, win the Division II North Championship. You know, it's funny. I'll never forget. It's very memorable. But, you know, it's the next season you get started. It seems like ancient history. So, I mean, like I said, to everybody, I enjoy those times reminiscing. But when you know, in the thick of the next season, it seems a long time, far away, for sure.
Now, Bill Belichick certainly lives by that credo. Last week was last week's game. We're on to the next one.
So true. I mean, right now, I just worrying about today's practice, and, you know, that's the life of a football coach. It's the life of a football player. It's day to day.
Okay. You lost, like you said, a lot of seniors, a lot of senior leadership. I interviewed the captains yesterday. Boy, they were an impressive young group of men.
I tell you, last year's juniors and this year's seniors are really a hardworking core. You know, they're not as flashy, but they get that lunch pail mentality, and they just come to work, and they want to make their mark and distinguish themselves as a football team. And you really see that early on. They know the task at hand is going to be difficult. Coming off a banner year, you know, you're looking at teams kind of putting us as their bullseye, and getting teams kind of playing up, seeing if they can beat the Panthers. And, you know, so far these kids have been up to the task. You know, they're working hard, and they've really had a strong summer. So we're hoping that play pays dividends.
You know, certainly Phil Stacey's article the other day, talking to all the area coaches about what they saw as important for the game, and a number of coaches, of course, their quarterback. But right behind that was offensive and defensive line. The play of both or one line was critical to a team's success. Looking at the description of your team, you've got a lot of big guys coming back on those lines.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a different look from last year. Last year, you know, we were kind of green in the line, and this year, you know, some of those kids who got their first experience now are coming back. So you're definitely going to see us with most of our experience in the offensive and defensive lines, and we get some decent size, no doubt about it. So it does, it's true. Football, you know, ideals say, football tenets are, you know, if you're strong in the lines, you got a shot. So we're hoping that plays out this year as well.
Who are you looking for to stand out this year? For? I know it's tough. It's early in the season. A lot of guys are still vying for positions. Who do you see as some of your early season leaders?
Well, you know, I think that you start in the backfield, and we got a pretty good 1-2 combo with Amir Al-Sharafi and Clayton McAlpine as our fullback, tailback tandem. And I think that those guys, you know, they're two starters from last year's championship team. I think that they're going to be pretty strong and formidable. And then, of course, you have our two quarterbacks who are working hard, Ryan Bauer and Nick Berry. Both bring kind of intangible. Their own specific and distinguishable intangibles to their position, and I think they complement each other well. So we don't look at that as kind of a negative. It's more of a positive. We feel like we're stronger than the quarterback position than we thought coming in. And then, of course, you talked about the offensive and defensive lines. You got the Paulo Feisches and, you know, Billy Shaws and Ben Ames and Nick Gonzalez as a captain, Billy Woolley. You have a lot of interior linemen who are looking to make plays and get on the field. And certainly a tight end position is strong with Bobby Adams and Tyler Gary and Foster Smallman. We get some good tight ends this year.
What have you heard about Lynn English?
Lynn English is tough, man. I tell you, Lynn English has a 3-year starter quarterback, and he's for real. He's a real deal. He could be one of the best quarterbacks we face all year, and unfortunately, we get him week one. You have the offensive and skill positions are loaded at English. And, I when I look at some of those D-backs and offensive backs, you can tell that's the strength of their team. So we feel like we're going to have our hands full. We're going to go on this and trying to do the best we can, but English is definitely, they're a formidable crew.
Okay, Coach, I'll get the team waiting for a new field. I'll see you on the field after Saturday's game.
Tim, I really appreciate your time. I'll see you then. Thanks a lot.
Okay, great. That's Menendo Morenci, head coach of the Beverly Panthers football team for MSO News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this interview is brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore, get the MSO News Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com.
This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Lynn English head football coach Chris Carroll. And Chris, getting ready for Beverly. Now, Beverly's a team, if I'm not mistaken, the last couple of years, you guys have played them pretty tough, right?
Yes, last 2 years we've been in some good games with Beverly, particularly last year. Had them 14-0 at the half, 14-0 through most of the third quarter. One big play we couldn't make, one big play they did make, kind of changed the tide of that game, and then they went on to win. Good program, very well-respected program, good coaching staff, and they have some good players for sure.
And when you look at that score, having seen what they did the rest of the year, that was impressive.
Yeah, if you look at what they did in terms of winning the North Final, making a game away from the Super Bowl, again, very good program. And that game was a turning point, I think, for us in our season last year, unfortunately. But, they're, like I said, very well-respected program.
Yeah. Well, Chris, when you look at a game like that, that's something you'd like to build off. Do you talk about that game, from last year to this year with this year's team?
Well, I think every team is different. It's a whole new group of guys. But, you're playing the same town. You're playing the same program. So we talk about last year's game to a degree, but we're on to 2017. And, it's a new team with, new goals, new faces. And so we use it. Very minimally.
Well, I noticed that I was thinking about this. Beverly plays all the afternoon games over at Hurd Stadium, and now you have them at home, and you don't play them under the lights. You play them in the afternoon. But maybe that mixes it up, and it'll be to your advantage.
Yeah. Well, it's the first game for everyone, so that's one thing. I did think about that, though, how they play the typical Saturday games. But there's the doubleheader in Linden Knight. Sometimes the doubleheaders, they're great for the city, but there's a lot going on with them. There's going to be a lot of action tomorrow at Manning. There's a soccer tournament, and then we're playing. And, I think a switch up in the 3 years that open up on a Saturday at Manning is could be a good thing. Hopefully
sure.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, Coach, let's talk about English this year. A couple of notes on the team. What would you say would be some of the people to watch for English football this year?
Yeah, I think it all starts for us with our quarterback. 3-year starter, junior Matt Severance. He's a junior captain, taking a lot of snaps for a junior, going into his junior year. And he's a good player, both sides of the football, the ball being in his hands a lot. Also, Prince Brown, he's another junior. He's a receiver. He's a cornerback. He's been working hard, and he's he has some good playmaking ability. Jacob Miller is a senior captain. He is a four-year starter. He's an anchor on the offensive line for us. He's an anchor on the defense, a signal caller, very high-intelligent kid, very good player, tough kid. And a couple of guys I quickly mentioned is Stravinsky Gaston. He's our running back and linebacker. Tyshawn Anderson, he is a D-back and a receiver, as well as Emil Rossi. He's our biggest player. You notice him on the field because he is our biggest presence.
What do you know about Beverly, and what kind of a game are you expecting?
One thing I know about Beverly from my days playing to now coaching versus them is you can always expect a tough, big, physical team. I mean, it's, you know, and it's looking at them this year. You know, they got a couple of big guys I know carrying the ball. They have an experienced offensive line. I know they're breaking in a new quarterback. They have a very good coaching staff. Again, I expect a tough, typical Beverly team.
What about injuries, illnesses for you guys? Are you missing anybody right now that you really hope to have on the team as of this weekend?
We have some, you know, some minor injury things, nothing significant. You know, some depth pieces we may be missing, but again, nothing significant. We're going into the game again, fingers crossed. With another day to go, you know, hopefully as healthy as we possibly can be.
All right, Chris, good talking with you, and good luck Saturday.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org. Join us for the 8th annual History and Hops, local beer, food trucks, and more, all to support the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Friday, September 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. For more information, visit lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing. We've created local jobs and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on September 12th and Tuesday, November 7th.
Devin Curley of Lynn English kicking off to Beverly from left to right to get today's game underway, and it rolls in. I mean, it flies down and comes to about the 18-yard line, fielded there by Beverly High School's Amir Al-Shrafi, and he runs it back about 4 yards out to the 21-yard line. So Al-Shrafi with the kickoff return for Beverly, and the Panthers will have the football first here in today's game, starting at their 21.
Oh, Bill, this is just such the prototypical high school football setup. Sunshine, clear skies, good crowd, and two good teams on the field.
Beverly High School will use two quarterbacks possibly today. Nick Berry is out there right now. He's a senior, 5'11", 180 pounds. Hands off to the running back who was tripped up in the backfield without a gain. That was Al-Ashrafi, the running back. No gain there. The defensive stop was turned in by Alex Rodriguez. Offensive line for Beverly High School, Bill Hooley, senior at center. The guards, Billy Shaw, a junior, and Nick Gonzalez, a guard. The tackles, Paul Ofeish, a senior, and Ben Ames, a senior. I formation in the Beverly backfield. They give us to the tailback off the right side of the line. Al-Ashrafi again with it. Maybe a yard, but that's it. Maybe 2 yards. Getting it out to the 22-yard line. We'll call it a one-yard gain.
Yeah, Beverly tested in the middle of this Lynn English defense right off the bat. On the first play, Al-Ashrafi seemed to be taken down by that lone blade of field turf as he sort of lost his footing as he got to the line of scrimmage. First couple of plays, but Inglis was quick to the runner as well. So let's see what Beverly comes up on third down.
Two wideouts near side left, one of them Tyler Geary. Quarterback Berry calling the signals, hash mark left side. Again, working right to left here in this first quarter. Out of the eye, the pitch to the tailback. Al-Ashrafi hit down, no gain. Big stop there by the English defense. Coming up to make the stop for Lynn English High School was Ski Gaston. And so that's going to be really no gain there. And it'll be fourth down and 11 for Beverly, and they'll punt.
Yeah, one of the things that English has always had is some really good athletes. Now they have to get those athletes into football players and use that talent, use that speed. We get a flag here?
There is a flag on the field. Nick Berry will be punting. He's the quarterback, so he drops back to punt for the long snap. Flag was right in front of the English bench.
Yeah, judges informing the team that they have to be behind the white stripe.
There's the sideline, and then where the bench is, there's about a 3-yard distance pushing the team back 3 yards off the field, which makes some sense. Prince Brown in punt return coverage for English High School, standing outside his own 45. Long snap comes back to Barry to punt. He gets it away. In the air, it will land away from Prince Brown and roll out of bounds at the 38-yard line in Beverly territory.
Yeah, two smart, two good things that Barry punted it away from Prince, who we know has speed, and they also he turned the ball over and it got a nice roll once the nose hit, settling down at the as you said, the 38-yard line. Bell, again, just perfect conditions for today's game. Some clouds in the sky, but it's sunny and bright. The field once again is last night in really good condition. Kudos to the to the Lynn Park Department and those guys that take care of this facility.
I did watch the weather this morning, and there's a chance of some very light showers at the tail end of this game here today. So here comes the English offense out, led by junior quarterback Matt Severance. He is a halfback set to his left side, two wideouts each way. From his own 38, rolls to the left side. He throws with the left arm, but he runs to the left sidelines and goes out of bounds, gaining 2 yards out to the 40-yard line. The offensive line for English High School, Andrew Blasich, center, senior. Guards, Alex Brennis, junior. Jake Miller, senior. Tackles, Emil Rossi, senior. Alex Rodriguez, senior. Three wideouts, one to the near side right, one far side left. We'll identify those for you in a moment. Quick pass out to the left side. It's picked up by Mathis Fowers. He has it at the 42. Upfield, midfield, down to the 40. First down, catch and run, down to the Beverly High 31-yard line for Fowler.
He got an initial really good seal block from one of the inside receivers. Just a quick outlet pass, and he managed to break upfield, broke a couple of tackles, a couple of missed tackles by Beverly that gave them the position they have now at the 31-yard line.
Fowler with a 29-yard catch and run for English High School. First down for the Bulldogs at the 31 of Beverly High School. There's the first down in today's game. Was a great crowd here last night, actually, for the classical Medford game. A handoff from the halfback who runs straight ahead inside the 30 for medium yardage. See where they unpile this one here. Ball is being placed down at the 28, so it's a 3-yard gain.
That was Miguel Ramos, a junior. He comes out of the game.
Gain of 3 on the play, will be second and 7. Ball at the Panther 28.
Matt Severance out of the shotgun. Three receivers far side left. Hash mark, they're on the right side. Fake give to the running back. Severance keeps it. Cuts left, now dives back to the middle and lands at the 25. That's a gain of about 3 yards for Severance.
I don't think he got the opening that he was hoping for. I think he was looking to go left behind the running back, and then nothing there, and he cut back, and he just dove for a couple of extra yards.
Who was that runner you said? That Ramos? Is that?
What 22.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Ramos. Yeah, yeah, I got you right here.
Yeah, he's not listed among the starters, so he was a quick entry.
There you go. Three wideouts, far side left, one near side right for Lynn English High School. Third down and four from the 25-yard line. Severance on the keeper ahead has, I think, just enough for the first down as he's pounded down, but also got a surge from behind from one of the Beverly defenders. Clearly puts him at the 20 and a first down run. Severance now with 10 yards of rushing early going here in today's game. Ball first down for English at the Beverly 20-yard line. No huddle offense for the Bulldogs. This time a more balanced look. Two wideouts each way for the Bulldogs under the direction of third-year coach Chris Carroll. Fowler in motion from right to left from the right slot. Here's Severance rolling left, getting some time, throwing it out on the left. Fowler can't hang on. Fowler was in some traffic, but ran a neat down-out pattern about 3 yards over the line of scrimmage, but just couldn't hang on to the football.
Severance did a great job of putting that on his outside shoulder, Bill. But as he spun around to cut back up inside, the Beverly defender got right on top of him, and the ball fell to the ground. I think he was just trying to get his feet going downfield a little bit too quick there.
And that ball might have been coming through a little screen as well for the receiver. It is 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. No score here. English with the football. No score, Beverly and Lynn English High School. Here's a 2nd and 10. Handoff inside. Run play down to the 10, maybe down to the 9. A first down run for English High School. Ski Gaston with a run for Stravinsky Gaston. I think his nickname is Ski.
Yeah. The real nice hole opened up by the center and the left guard. He just popped right through that, got into the second layer. And good solid tackle brings him down. But again, English threatening now inside the 10.
Call it a 12-yard gain. First and goal at the 8-yard line for English High School. Prince Brown going out as a wideout far side left. They haven't gone to him yet. He's one of their top receivers for sure. Here's Severance rolling left, looking. There's Prince Brown, makes the catch at the 2, spins and goes into the end zone for the English touchdown.
Well designed.
How about that for calling it, Tim?
Well designed, well designed play, Bill. He just slid out into the right corner, sat on the 1 yard line, and Beverly defensive back sat back on him deeper in the end zone. Severance saw him, threw the bullet to him, and he just did a little hop step into the end zone.
Severance to Prince Brown for the touchdown. He was kind of left pretty wide open out there on the left. In fact, I think Severance, when he was rolling out to the left side, must have said, wait a minute, am I missing something here? This Prince Brown, my top receiver, the guy that we've been talking about, you know, all preseason, is way wide open. And then he made the catch. And then Brown, I think, thinking, I'm going to get smacked right here. He didn't get smacked.
He turned around and there was nobody there, so he just did the quick stuff.
English going for the two-point conversion. The rush is no good.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, Lynn English wanted to get off to a good start. Power, mixing the power game, passing game, offensive line doing a good job. Coach Carroll has to be very pleased with the opening drive of the 2017 season. The right side of that offensive line is big. They don't list the dimensions of the of the players in their roster, so I can't say. But the right tackle is huge, similar to the size of Classical's right tackle last night, probably about 6'5" and minimum 250. So they've got some power to run, but it was the left side of that line that really opened up that big hole for Ski Gaston on that key run down into the 10-yard line. So let's see how Beverly responds, having been scored upon on their first defensive series of the year.
Devin Curley will kick off for the second time this afternoon for Lynn English. He kicked off to start the game. Beverly had to give the ball up on the punt without it getting a first down in their very first possession. So here's Curley kicking it off from left to right. The maroon uniforms of Lynn English High School to our left. The white helmets, the ball's in the air. And it floats all the way down to the 13-yard line, fielded there by the Panthers. It's just McAlpine out to the 25, to the 21, and there's a flag there at the point of the tackle. No, it's Amir Al-Shrafi with the kickoff return for Beverly High School. Check out our newest program on MSO. It's called Connections, and it's on Thursday mornings. Timely local guests, feature guests like include Heather Atwood, who Tim follows closely with her food tips and exploits. Tim is a wizard in the kitchen. I may be a wizard.
I can. You know what my favorite trick is?
As in cheese whiz. Right?
Is making food disappear.
Oh, there you go. Poof. Yeah, that's there you go.
Yep.
Well, there's a... The penalty was against Beverly on the return, pushing them back to the 15-yard line. So Beverly starts this drive at the 15. Their first one, they started at the 21. Panthers come out, and Barriott, a quarterback, and two wideouts to the right side. He keeps it, hits off the right side of the line, and he has maybe 2 or 3 yards to the 23.
That was a holding call on that kickoff return indicated by the referee that set Beverly back. It'll be interesting to see in what situations Coach Morenci decides to switch his quarterbacks to give English defense another different type of look.
Yeah, the other player we may see would be Ryan Bearer, a junior, 5'11", 170 pounds. Nick Bearer out for his second series here. He has the I formation in the backfield, spins, hands off to a wing, coming back from the right side to the left side. Turning the corner, it is Malumba up over the 25 to the 26-yard line. Looked like he got over the 25, which would be the first down stake, but they're not giving him anything more than the 25, but they have moved the stakes ahead across the way. So Malumba with the first down run. So we'll give him, that's a 7-yard gain for him, just enough for the first down. He's to the 25. English leading here 1-0, 6-0. One touchdown difference here in the game.
That's a Don Orsillo mistake.
Yeah. Don't disparage him that much. Here is Clayton McAlpine with taking the handoff out over the 25. Hit down low, stumbling down at the 27. So a 2-yard gain for him. Junior, 6'1", 215 pounds. Well, I don't want to jinx the Bulldogs here, but they have not given up the big play here for sure in these first possessions. Beverly with just their first down of the game in their second possession here, out to the 27-yard line. Second down and 8. And the give is to the fullback straight ahead. Another very short gainer, maybe about 1 yard, as the umpire McAlpine, the ball carrier, for that 1 yard.
Ski Gaston just knifed into the middle of the line and upset the running back, had him do a flip. So English, again, very quick to the ball here early in this game.
English defense up front, Mason Jones, Alex Rodriguez, Alex Bennis, and Isaac Ramirez back, Stravinsky Gaston at a linebacker, Jacob Miller at a linebacker. Beverly with a third down here and 8 from the 27. Fake handoff to the tailback. Here's Barry rolling right, looking to throw. Now still looking to throw. He does release it, and it's caught upfield. Nice grab there by Pat Parsons. And it will be a Beverly first down out to the 46.
He was really close to being beyond the line of scrimmage there. Good field awareness. He might want to send Tom Brady a message. But he kept looking and looking for a receiver. And his intended target, I think with McAlpine on the outside, was double covered. So he just went back inside to a receiver who actually came back to the middle.
18-yard pickup there for Beverly. First pass completion for Nick Barry today. And this is Al-Shrafi taking the handoff, running off the right side, breaks a tackle, comes around right end, down to the 30, down to the 20. Looked like he might go all the way, but he's taken down inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Might have stepped out of bounds right there. I got to give English credit for the secondary did come back and close in on him. It looked like that was not going to happen.
Yeah, quarterback Max Severance made the touchdown-saving tackle. What he did was he grabbed Ashrafi's shirt and sort of threw him off balance. Ashrafi managed to cut back down into the middle of the field. He just couldn't get his pins underneath him, and he ended up flipping down.
Nick Berry with the team out, and the wideouts are to the near side left. That's where Berry rolls from the 18. He's taken down, and the ball is loose and fumbled and picked up by English High School. He was tackled, fumbled, and it was Tyshawn Anderson recovering the fumble. What a big play that is.
Yeah, Beverly had some momentary momentum, a big pass play and then a run play, and setting themselves up in into the red zone. But, again, simply lack of discipline holding onto the ball. They give it back over to English, again, sort of adding to their momentum.
Well, Beverly was moving the football, too, and although that play was not developing well and that Berry was going down, slammed down. Do you know who tackled him, Tim? That wasn't somebody tackled him. The ball came free, and then it was Tyshawn Anderson, the senior, picking up and covering up the football. Timeout called here as well. Where is the local news on radio? Well, it's right here at MSO News Sports on North Shore Today. Click on our daily post and check out our local newscast and some other feature links as well. Or you can check out 24/7 radio. It's a tab on the top left of our webpage, which allows you to check out our latest newscast and other feature interviews as well here on MSO News Sports. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter or check out our Facebook page. Well, Hamilton Wenham playing host to Bishop Fenwick today. That game on Channel B today here on MSO News Sports. So if you wanted to catch that. And also, do check out our app as well. It's been updated since last year, so it's very easy now to access the two live channels, our live streaming videos. In fact, we'll be with Beverly next Friday night when they travel to Gloucester. We'll have live streaming video of that game Friday night right here on MSO News Sports.
Hamilton Wenham has jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Bishop Fenwick.
Well, Jim Pugh there in his second year. Of course, two coaches that have really established programs. Pugh earlier at Masconomet, and, of course, Dave Woods. What a great job he does over at Bishop Fenwick High School. Severance on the first play from the 28-yard line. Throws it out on the left to Mathis Fowler. Makes the catch and hits up at the left sidelines for about 15, 13 yards for the first down.
Well, English is fired up, I think. Some of these guys may have been at the classical game last night and says, we can do that too. And they're starting out much like classical did, scoring on the first drive. They're crisp. The running backs are hitting the hole. I don't know if you've sensed it, Bill, but Beverly looks a little slow on offense.
Severance out of the shotgun. Jumps and gets the tall snap, but it's given to Stravinsky Gaskin, and he runs straight ahead for almost 8 yards up over midfield into Beverly territory to the 49. Let's see where they mark the football.
They're shredding Beverly right now up the middle of the field. Again, a big hole. Gaskin just ripped right through it. He's got an explosive first step, and that's helping him get to that second level.
Gaskin with an 8-yard pickup, second down and two for Beverly at the 49 of second down and two for English, I should say, at the Beverly 49. And here's Severance with a quick snap. Pass out on the right. The grab by Fowler. It runs to the right. He's got the first down. And he's taken down. And there's a flag coming out as well. Let's see what this is.
Didn't look like there were any blockers around. I think that the flag is near where the tackle was made. This might be a face mask.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Fowler
is... pointed to... Ooh. Offensive pass interference pushing off.
Fowler is not all that big, and maybe I was thinking like you said, maybe a face mask. The defender really not trying to face mask, but the push off by the receiver goes against English High School, so the ball is pushed back to the 45-yard line, where it'll be second down and 7 for English High School. Forty seconds to play in the first quarter. Lynn English is leading 1-0 on an 8-yard pass from quarterback Matt Severance to Prince Brown. would be Brown's only catch so far in today's first half, but it was for 6 points. Two wideouts each way for the Bulldogs with a second and seven from their own 40, about the 45. Pitch out to the left side. Fowler has it. Has the first down over to the 40, down to the 35. And another flag goes down. And I think this is going to be a penalty against the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Look like a holding or a clip call.
Yep. Yeah, the receiver on the left side it was engaged with the Beverly cover man. And as the running back came around the corner, Beverly player tried to disengage from the block and just couldn't pull away. And the referee, side judge was right there to drop the flag.
Holding call against English High. Places the ball back at the 47. We've said that before. Now it's a second down, still a second down. And this time it's second down and six for English. Beverly defending off to our right. They've got the away white uniforms, the orange numbers, the black and orange helmets, the black pants, English High with the white helmets, maroon uniforms. Andrew Morency, second year at Beverly High School as head coach. Chris Carroll, third year at English.
You know, while that penalty for the hold on that block was disappointing to Coach Carroll, I'm sure he's going to be pleased with the fact that the wide receiver was engaged. He just didn't let his hands go. They blocked it really well in the offensive line. Was it Fowler who ran that ball?
Yes.
Got wide really, really quickly before the Beverly defense could react. And if that hole didn't occur, that may have gone for six because he was around the corner and there wasn't anybody probably within 15, 20 yards. And that's the end of the quarter.
6-0 English. We're back with quarter two just ahead.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
Getting ready for the second quarter here at Manning Field in Lynn. 6-0 Lynn English leading on the touchdown pass from Matt Severance to Prince Brown from 8 yards out from the hit to the end zone to our right. Here English starts the second quarter with the 6-0 lead, working right to left. They've got a second down and six at their 47-yard line. Matt Severance takes the direct snap, makes a pass to the right with the left hand, now going straight ahead and has the first down, sliding for that first down at the 44-yard line. Well, what a first half Matt Severance has had. He's always been tough to defend because he can run. He's not that tall. What would you say he is? He's 5'8", maybe, something like that.
That's counting the helmet.
That's with elevator spikes or whatever they wear. No, that's tough. I didn't say that, folks. But what an athlete he is on both sides of the football. And so he has the team out now with a first down at the 45-yard line of Beverly. Again, leading 6-0. He's got a halfback to his left side. Wideouts each way. Ball hash mark near side left for English. On the count, the direct snap comes back to him. Hand off to the running back. No gain. Gaston just wrapped up right away by two Beverly defenders. Those include guys not on my depth chart, but they're obviously big Beverly players. Tyler Geary was one of them. Thought I had Tyler here. Well, obviously you're going to mix players up on a... during the course of an afternoon like this.
Yeah, like the second play of the game, the starting lineup goes out the window.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's okay. So a loss of 3 yards for English. Second down, 13. Here's Severance. Direct snap. Pass out on the left. Sliding, diving catch there by Prince Brown. His second catch of the night or the afternoon. He's to the 41. This will set up a third and six.
Good play. Get part of it back. Don't try to go for all of it and mess something up. He had the receiver simply run down, turn, and the ball's in the air as he was making his turn. And he may have been able to get up and maybe go for it, stand up and go for a couple of more, but he did what he thought was a safe thing, take the short thing, get down.
Severance takes a snap, rolls left side, puts it in the air out on the left. The catch is made at the 33. If it's a catch, it's a first down. It is a catch as Prince Brown makes his third straight catch, moving the chains for English.
And he was well covered. Beverly defender right on his back. But again, Severance was able to put the ball on his outside shoulder, and he was able to protect the ball from the defender and get that big first down.
English driving right to left. They have the ball at the Beverly 32-yard line with the first down. Quick pass out to the right side. This is Fowler with it. Nice catch and run there down to the 25-30. Fowler has a first down inside the 20 at about the 17. Fowler has been snake-bitten with these catch and runs because there have been penalties. One of them of his own doing, but one of his teammates, that one penalty-free, and it's a big catch and run for Fowler. Another first down for English, and it's a ball is being placed down at the 17 in Beverly territory. Got a bunch of fans over across the way from Beverly. You know how you can tell, Tim? They've got the orange shirts on.
Yeah.
That's how I can, I mean.
And at home you'll see black jerseys.
Okay.
They sit down in front of us and all the parents, they've got their Black Panther jerseys.
Panthers with the black and orange and white.
Beverly's bending here a bit. They certainly haven't broken at all, but they need to make a stand, take some of the steam out of this Lynn English engine that's purring along right now. You got Severance not trying to overdo it, not trying to go deep, but taking what the defense is giving him, throwing underneath a la Mr. Brady. Take that 5, 6, 7 yard open receiver, get the ball to him because it's as Paul. Paul used to say at Gloucester, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, and you're just continually moving the ball down when you ran that wing tee.
Matt Severance, the junior English High quarterback, starting for the third season for Lynn English High School with two wideouts each way. Ball hash mark right side. He rolls to the left side. Severance tucks it in and runs. He dives to the 15, so it turns out to be a one-yard gain. He rolled out. He had two receivers down to the left side and didn't really see either one of them open. One of those was Tyshawn Anderson. Anderson with one of the big plays in today's game so far, recovering a Beverly fumble, which stopped a Beverly drive. It was looking very promising for the Panthers to try to tie this game up a little while ago in the first quarter.
One of the advantages of Severance is that, it's his third year as a starting quarterback. And, again, early on you're going to go through growing pains with a player like that.
Handoff there to Miguel Ramos, and he gets it down inside the 5. It looks like he's cut down short of the goal line, but he will have a first and goal here at the 3-yard line. So Ramos with the carry. English getting right back up to the line of scrimmage without a huddle. 3 wideouts, far side right, 1 near side left. Severance on the keeper, straight ahead. He won't get in, but he might have it down to the 1. Of course, working out of the shotgun, that means when he starts and keeps it, he still has to get several steps, and for him, it's several steps back to the line of scrimmage, and then he got 1 more yard after that. So he's to the 2.
English coaches have to be careful. At the end of every play, the offensive plays, there's 4 or 5 of the coaches onto the field, and I mean, sometimes they're up to the numbers, yelling and screaming, and they've already been warned once by the side judge. They could take a critical penalty that could have an impact on the game if they're not careful. Yeah, you understand the enthusiasm, but you also have to be aware that you can't be on the field.
Well, we have a timeout here. A good timeout by English, I think, with a second and goal from the 2-yard line. Time for the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. Moynihan Lumber with 3 locations in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. And now here's the man with the scores, Tim Kearns.
All right, thank you, Bill. Last night, a lot of big things happening. Danvers 31-0 over Winthrop. Not probably totally unexpected, but Danvers with a lot of new personnel. Classical over Medford 39-0. Gloucester 29-8 over Revere. Marblehead 16-9. Comeback win over Triton. Salem 27-14 over Austin Prep, and we'll be back with more.
tight double wing look here for English. First time they've had this look. And the quarterback, I think, keeps it. Severance with a fullback behind him. The surge is to the goal line. But he did not get in. He might have crept ahead one more yard to get it to the one or very close to the goal line. But that was just a scrum right there. Nothing fancy about that. This ball is going to be placed right outside the goal line. So it's definitely a gain of one. This will set up a third down. It'd be third down and one, but it's third down in inches, really, for Lynn English at the near hash mark here. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns right here on MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for being with us on this Saturday afternoon on Channel B today. It is Hamilton Wenham playing host to Bishop Fenwick. You earlier had Hamilton Wenham up in that one, right, Tim?
Yes, 7-0.
All right. And now, same look here, the double wing look, the fullback behind the quarterback right behind center. Here's the surge on the keeper, Severance straight ahead. Surge looked to me, went in, and he did. So Severance gets a one-yard touchdown, the Bulldogs' second one. And it is now 12-0, Lynn English leading Beverly High School. Again, we point out to the last two times these schools played, last year in particular up in Beverly, English was really gave Beverly a lot to worry about in that game, and they had leads in that game. But one of the things we learned about Beverly last year is they were, in the last couple of years under Coach Morenci, is they've had an incredible ability to come back in games.
Yeah, and that one had to be tremendously disheartening to Lynn English because they played such a good game. And Beverly just really took it away from them, you know, in the fourth quarter. BC is now trailing Wake Forest 14-7 with a couple minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, that was a 1 o'clock or about a 1 o'clock kickoff today. So Ramos is the running back beside quarterback Severance, who works out of the shotgun for the 2-point conversion. Severance rolling to the left side, fires to the end zone. It's caught. 2-point conversion, Prince Brown.
Well, that short pass has been working for them all afternoon, so why not go back to it?
The 2-point conversion pass to Prince Brown is good. Yeah, Brown, there was a defender who almost swatted it down before it got to Prince Brown, but just could not get that done. Any other scores, Tim, from last night?
Well, let's see. We pick it up with Somerville beating up on Peabody 24-7. St. Mary's over Saugus 54-21. North Reading over Brighton 31-8. Ipswich 14-0 over Essex Tech. Amesbury 20-7 over Norwell. Masco losing to Melrose 32-6. Georgetown over Boston Tech 18-14. Manchester Essex over Northeast 46-26 this afternoon. And Everett and Xaverian is just getting underway, if anybody wants to know.
I'm sure there are folks that want to know that.
The Venerable One is out there broadcasting that game for Everett Public TV.
I think the prep is up on Haverhill by a touchdown here, early going.
Yeah, I haven't
7-0.
Seen any scores come through my way.
So Devin Curley will kick off for English, kicking from right to left here in the second quarter.
8-0.
6.5 minutes to play in today's first half. Beverly and Lynn English. Game one of the 2017 season for both of these schools. Beverly will be in Gloucester next Friday night. So here is Curley to kick off.
That English drive was 14 plays, Bill.
Little chip shot by Curley. Goes down to the 21-yard line. Fielded there by the Panthers. Run back out to the 35-38 before the tackle. On the return for Beverly High School, it was Pat Parsons running it out to the what will be the 40-yard line. Right at the 40. So decent return for him. 20-yard return for Parsons. Quarterback Nick Berry back out for Beverly. His team now trailing by the 14-0 score here in the second quarter. A few clouds overhead. Again, we do have that chance of a very light shower later on this afternoon. Wideouts one each way. Now second moves to the right into the slot for Beverly. Ball hash mark, far side left. Here's Barry looking to pass. Here comes the rush. Dumps a screen out on the left, incomplete. Looking to screen it out to Clayton McAlpine out on the left side. Barry showed a little bit of poise there as one defender came in and was cut down as the pass rush was certainly on Barry.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have gone for any kind of yardage because number nine for Lynn English, Isaac Ramirez, was right on McAlpine. If he had made that catch, he'd have been taken down immediately for a couple yard loss. So almost better was incomplete.
Beverly working out of the three-man stack eye here. Now they shift to the two-man eye. Two wideouts far side left. Nobody wide near side right for the Panthers. Barry calling the signal. Second and 10 from the 40. Inside handoff. Nah, it's getting nothing. In fact, they probably lost some yards on that. What great pursuit by English High School.
Yep, quick to the ball and then run support support from other players was really, really quick once the initial hit was made. Joffrey kept trying to get away, and he kept losing more yardage. So they didn't give him any kind of forward progress. It was like where he finally was taken down.
Jacob Miller, the linebacker for English, with the stop there. His teammates were certainly helping him out as well later on. So now it's a third down and 17 for Beverly from their 33-yard line. Two wideouts near side right. Just one running back behind the quarterback, Barry, right up behind center. Drops to pass. Here's the rush. He's got a scramble right. Two-man rush right there. Barry running for the sidelines. 35 throws it upfield, incomplete.
Nearly intercepted by Severance.
You know, I think Barry wanted to pass, saw something, and I think he pulled it just short. Now there's a flag down near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he was well beyond the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball. He was up near the 40-yard line.
So Barry rolling to the right side. I think what they'll do is decline that penalty. So they get the fourth down. Well, they mark something off here, right?
Well, it's a penalty in loss.
Yeah, so there you go. So to the 31, the ball is pushed back for Beverly, and they'll punt. Barry is the punter. Nick Barry, the quarterback, 5'11", 180-pound senior. He'll take the long snap to our left. He stands at his own 17 to receive that. One returner for English to the right. Gets the snap, line drive, punt. Lands at the 48 of English. No return here. Will roll to the sidelines and goes out of bounds at the 40. In punt return coverage for Lynn English High School was Tal Perter, a freshman. You know, Mathis Fowler, we were talking about him. He's a freshman too, by the way, Tim, number one, who's made several nice catches and runs for English.
Well, again, young blood, you know, playing well, oftentimes inspire the upperclassmen to bring a better effort themselves. You know, for an upperclassman, you don't want to lose time or position to a freshman, but those are good coaching decisions. You're going to play the best player, and if it's a freshman, you play him.
English with three men, wide out left, near side left, one, two far side right. Quarterback Severance all by himself in the backfield. Direct snap. There's Fowler, the freshman, with the catch at the 38. Hit down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. So not a lot of space for Fowler right there as he is taken down by a number of Panthers, including Clark Marchant, their strong safety. They read that one. Severance taking the snap and then quickly releasing it right away to Fowler.
Again, we'll be talking to Phil Stacey at halftime, reviewing last night's games and the state of affairs between Lynn English and the Beverly Panthers.
Juan Avellino, wide out, far side right for English. Running back beside the quarterback this time. And the give is to Davinsky Gaston, and there's no gain. In fact, he lost a yard. Great Beverly coverage on that play.
Yeah, Clay McAlpine slicing in from his linebacking position, making that takedown in the backfield.
Time running down here in the first half, 4:16 to play. Lynn English is leading 14-0 here. Two touchdowns, one in each quarter, one by the air, and one on the ground. Severance throwing a pass to Prince Brown in the first quarter, and then Matt Severance, the quarterback, from a yard out on the keeper, pushed it into the end zone to our left. And the two-point conversion pass went to Prince Brown on the second attempt. They're trying to advance the clock a little bit. I think they're saying that it's behind, so there's a little bit less than 4:12. Now they have the clock running. Not much, though. Just a few-second adjustment. Two wideouts to the right and two to the left. Quarterback Severance with a third down and 11 takes the direct snap, rolls to the left side, puts it in the air with the left hand, and the catch is made by Prince Brown over midfield down at the 44. Is a first down catch for Brown.
Nice two-handed catch, extended out from his body, a la Rob Gronkowski. No chance of it bouncing off of his chest. Nicely thrown ball by Severance, too. Really easy to handle for the receiver.
Severance back, faking a pass to the right, now throwing over the middle. It's incomplete. Incomplete intended there for Tyshawn Anderson. Everybody was kind of crossing, and there's just Anderson standing straight down over the middle. Two defenders not too far away, but Anderson could not make that catch.
Yeah, it was
broken up.
It was a little bit behind him, and as he turned, the Beverly defense, as you said, Bill, not far off, was closing in on him, and the ball fell incomplete.
Second down and 10 for English at the just outside the Beverly 43. 3:50 to play in the first half. 14-0 English lead here. Two wide outs, or check that, three out to the right side, one near side left. Severance with the running back behind him, Ramos beside him. Here's a pass over the middle, and it is caught by Prince Brown, beating the defender, and he runs it in for the touchdown from 44 yards out.
Wow, he made a great catch over the middle. One of the Beverly defenders fell down. He was able to cut around him and went in unmolested after he made the catch. English is just, the motor is just purring, Bill.
You know, Brown makes it look so easy. You know, a moment ago he made that catch and just kind of floated off out of bounds, not getting hit there. He's beyond the defenders, just hangs out there, makes the catch, runs it in for the touchdown from 44 yards out. Point after kick is up, and it is no good by Curley. Devin Curley with a point after kick.
Hamilton Wenham, the Lanciani, Andrew Riccio, 6-yard TD run. Lanciani kick was good, 14-0. Hamilton Wenham over Bishop Fenwick. Fenwick also took, Lanciani had a big running play, and Hamilton, Fenwick rather, took two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in a row that moved the ball down the field for the Generals, and they made Fenwick pay for their sins.
But are we really here to judge that, Tim? Come on. That's not...
Get it, Catholic school sins.
No, I know. Yeah. I got it.
But who are we to judge? Yeah, okay.
I don't know if Coach Woods is as forgiving as you might appear to be, you know, offering here.
We'll ask him.
Or I am offering.
We'll ask him tomorrow after
Yeah,
practice.
Oh, my gosh. I forgive you guys. You see Belichick after Thursday night?
Oh.
Oh, no, I know. Just saying, our best game, but I forgive these guys.
Yeah.
We'll try to do a little bit better
next
week.
It'll be a long night in the confessional for the number of sins that were committed Thursday night.
Curley to kick off for English to Beverly here late second quarter. Again, a little chip shot. It'll land at the 16th sidelines. Does not go out of bounds. Fielded there by the Panthers. Run back out over the 20, 25, 26. That is about it. And on the kickoff return for Beverly, it was Pat Parsons again.
Not a bad idea. You know, a little chip shot into an area where there's nobody. They've got to go chase it. It dies in the field of play, so you've got to pick it up. It's gone the 10 yards. And
I think it
allows your coverage to get down the field while the offensive team is sort of debating what to do. It gives you a chance to get down and get around them.
Tim, I think we've seen a lot of improvement in high school football in the kicking games of teams. Just like that, just a perfect example of that, using the field and space to kick off, not killing the ball, not showing who has the strongest leg, but the idea that placement is a huge key in preventing that big return.
Well, I think one of the things that kind of brought that on is Belichick using Gostkowski. I mean, Gostkowski can kick it out of the end zone anytime he wants, but he deliberately, nice pass and catch. Hey, this may go.
Beverly may go all the way. This is a pass off the left side. The catch is made there by, is it Bobby Adams coming all the way across and into the end zone for a touchdown from the 26? Yeah. No. Wait a minute.
Clark Marchand, I believe.
Touchdown, Beverly. Yep, Clark Marchand with the touch.
One of the co-captains. Just a quick hitter, a slant over the middle. Barry with a bullet. Marchand took it in stride, and he had a defender on his back. He just ran away from him, then got into the middle of the field and just a straight line to the end zone. So Beverly responds with 3:25 left to go in the half to close the gap to 21-6.
Beverly's point after kick is up, and it is good. Point after kick by Beverly's Jack Laganis.
Now, I heard from sources, because I in my interview with the captains, I said, you know, you guys don't have Legatron this year. They all at the same time, their eyes lit up and said, oh, we've got somebody just about as good. So they have Legatron 2 possibly on the sidelines for them this year, and we saw what Legatron did last year, so aptly named by Phil Stacey, how many kicks he made in clutch situations for Beverly.
That was, Beverly has driven the. They had one drive where they drove the ball very well, then fumbled at the end of the drive. Here, they make a one. They have a one-play, 74-yard drive with a touchdown pass to Marchand from Nick Barry.
I meant a little bit earlier that Beverly was looking a little slow on offense. I'll tell you.
Wow.
Marchand put a lot more speed into that offense on that particular play.
Yeah,
if you were, once he made that catch, he was gone.
Oh, my gosh. He looked strong, and he looked fast. It was like another. It looked like he was playing against, like if you're playing against high school to middle school kids. He looked big and just took off.
Yeah, that was a straight line sprint for him once he got going.
And here is Laganis' kickoff. It is fielded in the air at the 14-yard line by the Bulldogs. Run back out over the 20, 30, 31. Tackle made there
by actually one of the English players who somehow turned to help block, and the runner ran into him, slowed him down, and Beverly closed him up.
Yeah.
So
that kickoff return by Taj Perter, the freshman, one of the other freshmen playing here today.
Now Beverly has to make a stand, get the ball back. They have 3:19. Make a stand, get the ball back, try to close it within another touchdown. Key here for English, maintain your composure. Okay, they scored. You've been playing well on offense. Continue to play well on offense. Just continue to do what you've been doing. Move the ball down the field. Eat up the clock.
Severance takes it at direct snap and hands off to a running back right beside him for maybe 2 yards. And that running back for English was Ski Gaston. Stravinsky Gaston, a senior. Gain of 2. Timeout called here with 3:09 to play in the first half. Did not see who called that, but I got to think it was Beverly.
It's halftime between Hamilton Wenham and Fenwick, and Hamilton Wenham Generals lead Fenwick 14-0.
English comes out. Second down and 8 from the 33-yard line. Here's Severance rolling to the left side, sliding by a tackler, passes up on the right to Fowler, the catch, it's a first down, up ahead to the 45. Taken down there, staying inbounds. Fowler kind of hit down hard, pops back up though.
Really nice field awareness by Severance on that play. Knew where he was relative to the line of scrimmage, came up, forced the cover man on Fowler to commit to Quinto seal off Severance from coming up the field, and Severance just lobbed it over his head to a wide-open Fowler.
Severance, again, handoff. Gaston straight ahead. He's got some yards inside the midfield stripe down to the 48, a gain of 7 for Gaston.
Nice bit of footwork, tiptoeing through the tulips there in the middle of the Panther defense to, again, just keep the clock moving. No passing, keep the ball in play. No incomplete passes.
Yeah, running game keeps the clock going. 2.5 minutes to play, now 2:14 to play in the first half. Big, big move, though, by Beverly to get that first touchdown, their first touchdown on the board with 2:55 to play here in the half to cut the 20-0 lead to 20-7. Here's Severance rolling left, dumps it away, throwing it away on the second down and 3.
He is so quick. Beverly had a rusher in on him, and he just sidestepped him, opened up a clearing, and then just decided to throw the ball out of bounds. Again, stop the clock, 1:47 left. Get yourself organized here. You've got a 3rd and 3. You've made these kind of plays before.
Lynn English line, Andrew Blass at center, Alex Brennis and Jake Miller are the guards, Emil Rossi and Alex Rodriguez are the tackles. Wideouts include Prince Brown, Tyshawn Anderson, Juan Avellino, Mathis Fowler, Stravinsky Gaston in the backfield, along with quarterback Matt Severance for Lynn English. They're leading 20-7, but they have a 3rd down and 3. At the 48, here's the direct snap back to Severance. He's in trouble, scrambling right, still wants to throw. Throws this one away. This time over to the Beverly bench.
Yeah, he spotted Juan Avellino, senior wide receiver. He was waving his arm looking for the ball. But by the time Severino was able to clear himself and get it over there, coverage had appeared, and the ball just sailed harmlessly out of bounds.
Matt Severance strikes me as starting the season as extremely poised. We all knew he had talent and kind of an almost an unharnessed kind of abilities out there, but he just looks a little crisper and a little bit more poised and in control of himself here in today's game. Here's the punt by English. Gaston boots it away.
Ooh, nice kick.
And a fair catch is called for by Beverly at the 15. So a good high straight down the middle of the field punt. I guess they'll give him the 17 on the
40-plus yards
catch. Yep.
Nice hang time on that. Gave the coverage team a chance to get down in front of the receiver, prevent a return on that ball. 1:32 left to the half.
If you're a Beverly fan and you're listening and you're saying, well, how close a game is this? And I will say that, remember, Beverly was driving earlier in that first quarter when they – moved the ball well for the first time, and they fumbled the ball away near the end of, at the end of that drive, down in the red zone there, or right outside the red zone, and that could have been a one touchdown difference here if you think that Beverly could have completed that drive. Yet on the other hand, English High has come back out here and responded, and now their defense has to make a statement to close out this first half. Wideouts. 2 to the right, 1 far side left for Beverly as they start. And it is Barry at quarterback. Throws out on the right. The catch is made, but it's in the backfield or right at the line of scrimmage. Just ahead of the line of scrimmage. About 2-yard gain with forward progress. Al Sharafi with the catch for Beverly. 2nd down and 8. Barry on the call, one running back behind him, three wide outs to the left. He'll throw out to the left side. It's not caught. Receiver turning and trying to catch the ball. That would have been Clark Marchant, the senior. Couldn't hang on to the ball. It's an incomplete pass. 2nd down and 8. No, it's a 3rd down and 8. Ball is at the 19 here. Beverly sending three receivers to the far side left. English with looks like man coverage over there across the way. One running back behind quarterback Barry, who's played all the first half for Beverly. Barry back to pass, looking to the left side. Here's the rush. Rossi chasing after him. He throws it away. Catch is made by Marshawn at the 30. It's good for a first down at the 30-yard line. Oh, a grab of about 10 yards by Marshawn from Nick Barry. Great to have you with us on this Saturday afternoon in September. A rare Saturday afternoon home game for English High. Kind of a typical thing for Beverly to be playing on a Saturday afternoon, but not here in Lynn. Timeout called with 51 seconds to play in the first half. It'd be a heartbreaker for English if they were to give up a score here, so Coach Carroll is huddling with his team right now.
Yeah,
you don't say the word prevent to you, but you got to make sure that the teams are. You can't not be aggressive, but you got to. We'll be interesting to see how English deploys here in this final less than a minute to play in the first half.
Yeah, you gave up a big play on the last series for Beverly, and you want to make sure that they recognize that formation, and that. Yeah. You cover it more effectively than you did on the previous attempt.
Well, it would make sense, you're right, for Coach Morenci to say, well, we had the ball around here last time. Why don't we do that same play? Why wouldn't that make some sense? And it does make some sense. Sometimes it's in the game of football, you can strike with that same iron twice.
You know, do it till they stop you.
Really? Ball's at the 30. Beverly with a first down at their own 30. Trailing 20-7 here. Late first half. Less than a minute to play in the first half. Barry back to pass, faking the handoff on the play action. Rolls to the right side. He'll keep it. Heads to the sidelines. Goes out of bounds shy of the 40. So he picks up about 8 yards. And that is an indication that the Beverly defense is relaxing back a little bit to try to prevent what just happened to them a little while earlier in this first half.
Yeah, and that's good coaching.
Yep.
You know.
So they give up 8 yards, setting up a second and two. Snap from center. There is a official stop it. We got another timeout called here. I believe so.
Looks like an official timeout.
44 seconds to play.
They didn't indicate.
They haven't indicated. Yeah,
either side.
But I got to think it's a somebody called the timeout. Maybe it's just obvious that Beverly called the timeout, but I wouldn't say that necessarily. Chris Carroll making sure if he's playing prevent, he's preventing his team from trying to make a mistake here as well by making sure that he can tell them everything that he can in this short amount of time before the end of this first half.
Exactly. Bill, should we be worried when the chief of the Newport Regulatory Board says all the members are energized?
What board?
Reading of the Newport Regulatory Board.
Oh.
They're energized.
What have we come to here? We have a pot board now?
Yep. Mm,
man.
Yeah.
Beverly breaks out of the huddle after the timeout. Second down, 2 yards to go. Ball at the 38. Three wideouts, far side left. No one wide, near side right. Barry looks to the left side, throws it out there. About a yard ahead of the line of scrimmage. The catch is made. The receiver gets one more yard after that, but is hit down before getting the sidelines. So the clock runs here with 36 seconds to play, but there's a timeout. Ball is placed at the 43. That'll be a first down for Beverly. Coach Morenci just out informing Coach quarterback Barry what play to call, and Panthers jump out of the huddle. 36 seconds to play in the first half. English is leading 20-7. Barry fakes the handoff to the running back. Here's the pass rush. Long, deep drop by Barry. Gets around the defender, starts back upfield, and is hit. He gains 2 yards, though, but he's hit down
That used a lot of time.
Yeah, Alex Rodriguez with the stop for Beverly. And another defender, Mason Jones, was also chasing him down in that backfield. Jones initially almost had a shot at Barry, but Barry slipped away from him.
Yeah, the English coaches were all screaming for a holding call, and it would have been rightly called for sure had the referees decided to throw a flag, because the blocker in the backfield for Beverly was clutching and grabbing, trying to keep him away from his quarterback.
It is a timeout called by Beverly, and it is their last timeout of the first half with 23 seconds to play. Place has quieted down a little bit here. English defense defending to our right. Beverly offense to our left. Ball at the 43 of Beverly. And the Panthers snap out of the huddle. Three receivers far side left. One running back up behind quarterback Nick Barry. Barry going right behind center here. Barry takes the snap. Drops two steps to pass. Look in pattern over the middle. The catch is made there by Al Ashrafi. But it's a very short gainer. And he goes down with 50 seconds. And that, and on second down here, Beverly will get one more play here. 6 seconds, and here's a quick pass out to the left side. It's caught, and the receiver runs to the sidelines with 2 seconds left. So Beverly still lives. They get a first down there.
Stepped out of bounds at the Leninglish 45. We're up the first and 10 Panthers.
Again, Beverly electing in this drive to go everything short, just a couple yards over the line of scrimmage.
Beverly scrambling to get back to the line of scrimmage here. And now right behind center is Barry. Barry back to pass. Here comes the pass rush. The rollout to the right side. He's looking. Fires down to the right side. The catch is made at the 30. And the tackle is made there by English. And that reception there made by Pat Parsons. And that brings an end to the first half.
Well, and
I want to catch the rush before they get into that box. That's crazy.
So 20-7, our score at the half. What we'll do here is we'll step aside. We're back with our halftime just ahead here. Beverly and Lynn English, English leading here at home on a Saturday afternoon to Beverly.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org. Join us for the 8th Annual History and Hops, local beer, food trucks, and more, all to support the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Friday, September 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. For more information, visit lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on September 12th and Tuesday, November 7th.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field in Lynn with the Lynn English Bulldogs leading the Beverly Panthers 20-7 at halftime. I think to some, somewhat of a surprising score based upon the end of last season results, 9-3 for Beverly, 2-9 for the Bulldogs. And joining me here at halftime is Phil Stacey, sports editor of the Salem News, and. Phil, let's just look at last night's, a couple of surprising scores.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, Somerville beating Peabody by a couple of touchdowns. I know Peabody is young with a sophomore quarterback and need to get gelled offensively a little bit, but Somerville came in as kind of an unknown entity and certainly delivered some notice, I think, to everyone else in the conference with that 24-7 victory. Danvers, another team that I think maybe people didn't know a lot about, you know, what they had coming back, how they were going to play under a new head coach, Ryan Nolan and all, but 31-0 win over a very young Winthrop team, so good start for the Falcons. Marblehead gets off to a good start. They play a pretty good Triton team up on the road in Byfield.
I think that surprised them.
Yeah, I think so too. Pull out the win in the fourth quarter, 16-9, so definitely something. And Salem with a great win last night. First time in 5 years they've won their opener. A
lot of positive energy in your paper coming from Salem coaching staff and the players leading up to tonight, last night's game. And I think the fans at that game saw that energy translated into effort.
Well, I think there are a couple things that worked in Salem's factor. One is the seniors on the team, and there's a good group of them, have been with Coach Bouchard for 4 years now. So they really not only know the system, but can kind of act as a conduit between the coaches and the players to help them, you know, learn the finer points of it. And also, Salem's best players are skill players, and that always hasn't been the case. But, you know, between, like, Gaskins and Espinal and Skeffington and kids like that, they're carrying the mail for them and making things happen out there. 200-yard rushes in the same game. Great for them to get off on the right foot. A road win for Salem. They return home next week to play an Essex Tech team that was shut out last night by Ipswich. So for Salem, I'm sure it's okay, this has happened in the past, but we've won games. Now we need to find a way to keep the momentum going, and that's the next step in their maturation process.
And if one looked at the Essex Tech score last night, potentially a trap game for Salem, coming off a very
absolutely
convincing win last night. All of a sudden, well, maybe they're not so good. There's a little let up, and all of a sudden you get surprised, and then the questions kind of creep in.
Essex Tech is a good team. I mean, Alec Bolstead's a very good player. He was slowed down by Ipswich last night, but they're going to be looking to rectify things. They're going to go 1-1. They've certainly got Salem kids on their roster. I mean, what better feeling for them to turn it around in a week's span and go beat Salem and even their record at 1-1? And if you're Salem, you need to avoid that so you don't get your bubble popped early from the good feeling you had Friday night.
Yeah, Hamilton Wenham is up on Fenwick, 14-0.
Nothing, I think I saw at halftime, right?
21-7 at halftime. Surprising, or?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, maybe the score, by the amount it is, I kind of figured it might be a high-scoring game because both teams have a lot of offensive talent. You know, Coach Jimmy Pugh now in his second year at Hamilton Wenham after, of course, a long, long time at Masconomet. He's got an awful lot of skill players, Billy Whalen, Cam Peach, Jake Lanciani, a lot of guys who can do different things with the ball. And Bishop Fenwick, you know, certainly has Corey Bright back, who's a star in his own right. They did lose the running back, Isaiah Cashwell-Doe, back to his hometown high school. So maybe they're still trying to gel a little bit. But halftime down 2 scores, I mean, a lot of time left for Fenwick. And they certainly have shown in recent seasons anyway a penchant for pulling out wins that maybe folks didn't think they would pick up.
Prep is up on Haverhill,
Yes, 14-0. It's a young prep team. I mean, I don't think it's young the way Winthrop is young, but a lot of guys who aren't in familiar roles as starters. You do have the quarterback in Mike Yaron. You do have the running back in Ace Preem. They're missing their top wideout for the season. Rocket is out for the year with an injury, but they do have a little bit of depth in the lines, and I know Haverhill is really down this year. They graduated a ton of kids from that great 9-win team they had a year ago. So in that sense, probably a good opener for St. John's. It shows them what they can do and what they need to work on before they head to Central Catholic next weekend.
Everett jumped out on the first play of their game against Xavier, a 70-yard pass play. Typical war between the good guys and the bad guys.
Yeah, well, I've heard that this Everett quarterback, and his name escapes me, but you would probably know that, the owner of that 70-yard touchdown pass. I heard he is a special, special talent. I mean, unbelievably gifted, athletic, fast, reads the plays very well, comfortable in the pocket, and he's only going to get better. So with the plethora of athletes that they have, if you have a strong-armed guy who can get him the ball, I guess you can't really be surprised at the end result there. But, you know, Xavier is not the Sisters of the Poor, so if you're doing that right off the bat...
No, exactly.
That maybe surprised the Hawks more than anything. And they're playing their first game under a new head coach, too, aren't they?
Yes.
Because Charlie Stevenson stepped down finally. Yep.
So that game should evolve over the next hour or so. To this game.
Yes.
I'm going to step back into last night, just from a foot comparison. Classical came out, and that was as complete a game that I've seen them play. Last night.
Classical. Oh, last night, yeah.
Last night, I mean, offensively, defensively, special teams, everything simply clicked. They were fast. They were fast offensively. They were fast defensively. They were gang-tackled. Everything just clicked. The quarterback was on target. The running backs read the holes, and they hit the holes. And it was just impressive.
Yeah.
When I think some kids from English were here last night. I said, we can do that too. And all of a sudden, we're seeing execution. We're seeing smart quarterback play. We're seeing running backs hit the holes. We're not seeing dumb penalties.
No.
They're not shooting themselves in the foot, as some English teams in the past have done. Now, can they sustain it in the second half? That's going to be the first test for this English team, I think.
Well, I think a couple of things jump out at you with English right off the bat. I mean, Severance looks the part of a third-year starting quarterback. He looks very comfortable. He's calm. He didn't get flustered. He makes the right reads. He was getting the ball to his receivers in space. And that 1-2 punch of Prince Brown and Matthias Fowler. I mean, Fowler is a freshman.
Yeah.
Looks like a freshman. He's not very big, but... Wow, he's got wheels.
Yeah, he can.
And he can play. It took maybe Beverly four or five instances where they threw that little screen pass in the flat before they caught onto it and stopped him for no yardage there. But they've worked very well. That third touchdown pass to Prince Brown, was a terrific pass just out of the fingertips of the Beverly defensive back. Then he jukes the safety and he gets in. That could have been a killer. I think it was really important for Beverly to come right back, and literally they came right back.
Yep.
I think you're going to see them throw the ball a lot more in the second half, not only to try to make up for this two-score deficit, but just because that seems to be working. The running game does not seem to be working. I know they wanted to rely on Amir Al-Shrafi, but aside from that one 34-yard run he peeled off, he's got minus 6 yards on 5 carries, so it's been a little bit of tough going. And I equate that really to the perseverance and hats on the ball mentality of this English defense. I mean, they were swarming to the ball, Tim.
Yep.
Very fast. I think that caught Beverly a little bit by surprise.
They were also not only quick to the gap ball, they're tackling, short tackling.
Yeah.
It's arm tackling, then it's gang tackle.
Yes.
You know,
and
they're not giving Beverly a chance to get away, to break away. And one final point, I guess, on Severance is his first 2 years, he looked to run before he looked to pass.
That's right. Yes.
He looked to put it
and
down.
And you can
and
see
just
why.
Go.
He's athletic. I mean,
yes.
He,
oh, yeah.
He definitely
yeah.
can do that.
But he almost looked like, oh, I got nothing. So he didn't go through his progressions.
Right.
The first guy he saw wasn't open, he would just simply take off.
Well, I think we saw that in the second quarter, that the lead receiver was being covered now for Beverly. So he was looking for second and even third options
yep.
and making that happen to gain positive yards for these guys. But English has looked very poised and calm. I'm sure it's been an interesting halftime in the Beverly locker room, what they need to do not only to get points for themselves, but to stop this English team and get some three and outs and give themselves a chance to get back in the ballgame.
Okay, that's been Phil Stasis, sports editor for the Salem News, joining me at the Moynihan Halftime Show with Lynn Ingalls leading Beverly 22-7. We'll be right back with second half action after these words.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
If you're interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Stronger, Faster, Tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodright Double Hung Insert Window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
Getting ready for the second half here at Manning Field and Lynn. The score, 20-7. Lynn English leading Beverly High School. First touchdown was an 8-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Matt Severance to Prince Brown in the left corner of the end zone. Two-point rush failed, and quarterback Severance in the second quarter went in from a yard out on a quarterback keeper. The two-point conversion pass to Prince Brown was good. That made it 14-0. Beverly would strike on a 70. Oh, check that. Then was a Prince Brown pass reception for 44 yards. Phil was just talking about that one a moment ago with Tim at the half. Conversion failed, and then Clark Marchant caught a pass and then ran 74 yards for Beverly to give them their first score. Pat Laganis with the point after kick, 20-7 our score. Here is the kickoff from left to right by Beverly to start the second half, and there's no return. It'll come out to the 20. And we're just underway here in the second half of today's game between Beverly and Lynn English.
Well, let's see if Lynn English can maintain the momentum that they had in the first half, effectively moving the ball. Phil and I talked about that again just at the end of the at the interview. And this is going to be key. And again, this is, you know, where English ran into the problem last year. They allowed Beverly to take away the momentum in the second half of the game last year and basically steal the game very, very late in the fourth quarter. So, conditioning and intensity. And right
Gaston,
off the bat.
Gaston takes the handoff, busted straight up the middle. He's up to midfield, over midfield, down to the 40. So he went 40 yards on that carry.
Well, that answers question number one.
Yeah, really. Oh, man.
Okay. I mean, great blocking by the offensive line. I mean, they just cleared out the middle of the Beverly defense. And he just shot right up the middle and outran everybody with outstanding pursuit by the Beverly secondary that prevented the touchdown.
Here's Severin throwing on first down, way down on the left side, intended for Prince Brown. That looked like a more conventional incomplete pass, and we've seen all afternoon here as Brown was just covered that time. There's just no doubt about it. The Beverly defense was there, and there was just no way that they were going to let Brown get to that football. And Severance just unloaded down those left sidelines. So yeah, that was Marchand defending.
Yeah, he did. He rolled. He dropped back. He rolled two steps, set his feet, and leaving his hand, the ball was well thrown. But again, Beverly responding with the coverage.
20-7, Lynn English lead, just underway, third quarter. Quarterback Severance hands off to Stravinsky Gaston. Head he goes inside the 35 to inside the 30. Looks like a first down run for him to the, they'll place it just at the 30. Call it a 10-yard game, but it's enough for the first down. Just a little over 10 yards.
Again, they cleared out the middle of that Beverly defense and a big hole to run through.
Yeah, right. Right up the middle for those two Gaston runs here to start the second half. This is a keeper. Big hole here for Severance. He's down to the 17 or 18. Severance just holding, faking the handoff inside and then running outside. So they're finding a seam here, Tim, right? They got the middle seam with Gaston twice, and here just a few blockers out to the left, and there's Severance on the keeper.
Well, they got Beverly. It was such a great fake on the handoff to Gaston, and Gaston sold. They had the ball really well, and the Beverly defense reacted back to the right side, and Severance pulled it out and just simply went around to the vacated right side of the Beverly defense.
Severance talks with his coach, Chris Carroll, on the near sidelines. Now comes back out, still looking back over for some instructions. Ramos, the running back beside him now. Snap and handoff to Ramos. He's got a hole up the middle. He's down to the 10. He's to the 8. So the Beverly defense not looking solid right here as they're giving up runs right into the eye, if you will, of the defense.
Yeah.
Using an appropriate weekend term, I think, here.
Well, the way the English's offensive line is schemed, they're just taking out the middle of that Beverly defensive front, and they're getting a blocker on the middle linebacker.
About a second and one from inside the 10. Here's Severance rolling left side, putting it in the air to the end zone. Knocked down. Good pass defense there by Beverly.
But again, going down the field, looking for these receivers, keeps that Beverly secondary back a couple of steps and allows you to break up those big chunks of yardage in your running game once you get into that secondary.
Fowler, the intended receiver, down to the left into the end zone. I don't know if that was Hooley who broke that up or not. It might have been. Here's Severance on the keeper to the 6. So he's got a first down. It'll set up a first and goal for Beverly High School, for Lynn English. Yeah, that was Hooley who broke up that play a moment ago. Linebacker coming across, so he picked him up in the middle and then followed him out to the left. Good defensive play there a moment ago. Severance getting the play call from the bench. Just underway here early, third quarter, 20-7. Lynn English is leading Beverly. Ball is the 6-yard line. English threatening here for more. Wide out to the right, couple to the left. The give is to Gaston straight ahead. He's to the 1, churning, but push back. That's all. He only got to the 1, but that's about a 5-yard gain. So Gaston slamming it ahead, angling off right guard. And he'll have a second and goal now from the one-yard line. Beverly defense trying to come up with something big here, trying to come up with a break. They have the Beverly fumbled once in today's game, and that's been the only turnover in today's game. So English has played a pretty complete football game here. Maybe a few penalties at times at one point, but not killers for them so far, obviously.
And that, Bill, I think has been the key for English today.
Severance on the keeper. Hits popped as he goes to the heads to the goal line. I don't think he got in.
No, he tried to go over the top, and a Beverly linebacker come up and turned him sideways to the goal line.
Yeah, that was like a T-bone, right? They call that in an auto crash, right? Something like that?
Is that T-bone, Doug?
Yeah, he went up and boom. Not a head-to-head thing, but he kind of came in from the side.
His impersonation of seeing the man Cunningham didn't go quite as intended.
Yeah. It looked like you're shoveling snow. They just came up and you just took him and boom, off to the right. So it's third down and goal. The ball is at the one-yard line. Severance right up behind center. The surge on the keeper is good. So Severance has his second quarterback keeper touchdown of the afternoon. This one coming in the third quarter. The other one was in the second quarter. So Matt Severance with two touchdowns here today. We also we award a player of the week. And, I really thought that a guy like Keith Ridley would be really up for it. He had a fantastic game last night. Now you look at what English is doing, although we still have a long way to go. Matt Severance has clearly had a very good afternoon here today as well for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and just very calmly and leading this team, making good calls, executing the offense the way the coaching staff wants them to.
Two-point conversion attempt. They'll throw it to the left corner of the end zone, incomplete. Just at the goal line, the pass on the left was intended for Fowler, the freshman, and it just went off his fingertips, incomplete. So the pass fails. 26-7.
But you're putting points on the board in the possession, and you came out to start the second half with, again, a time-consuming drive. It took nearly 5 minutes. So you maintained control. You executed effectively. You got yards when you needed them. You didn't try to overdo anything. You're operating within the skill set of all your key people, and you're making it very tough for Beverly to defend. You've got a couple of different running backs making big plays. You've got wide receivers making catches. You get your quarterback, again, securing the ball, making good passes, keeping it away from the interception zone. It's working for them. This is very reminiscent of Lynn Colasco last night, taking what the defense gives you and using it to your best advantage.
Devin Curley will kick off for Lynn English after the touchdown to Beverly High School. Again, third quarter, now 26-7. Beverly trailing in this football game. Devin's Curley's kick is in the air, lands at the 18, kicks out to the right side, and it's fielded there by Parsons. Run back from the 18 out over the 25, shy of the 30. But I think he has gained the 28-yard line. It will be first down for Beverly with the deficit here in the third quarter. So if you're Coach Andrew Morenci, you've seen your team come back in the last year numerous times, including against this Lynn English team on a Saturday afternoon, albeit in Beverly. But we'll see what the Panthers have in store here.
Well, one of the things is, you've got... some experience in seniors. You've got some new players in there that are taking guys with experience from last year, but they're taking on a much heavier workload.
Beverly quarterback Nick Berry, quick pass out on the right, a catch there at the 30, 2 yard gain, and a run ahead for two more yards for the Panthers before the tackle. So a gain of just about 4 yards, and that was caught by Amir Al-Sharafi, the senior, 5'10", 210 pounds. Bill Hooley is the center on the Beverly team. Billy Shaw and Nick Gonzalez are guards, and Here is a run play. Strong play slashing off the left side of the line. Might be just short of the first down. Clayton McAlpine, the ball carrier. Paul O'Fish and Ben Ames are the senior tackles on this Panther team. So it's third and one for Beverly. No huddle here. Barry working out of the shotgun. Has Al Sharafi in the backfield with him. Three wideouts near side right. Direct snap comes to Barry. Sharafi takes the handoff, but he stopped. Lost some yards on that. Or is that McAlpine? That's McAlpine, the ball carrier. 5:42 to go, third quarter.
Mason Jones for Lynn English knifing underneath to make the initial hit on that play.
Yeah, he's done well here this afternoon. That D-line has Jones, Alex Rodriguez, Alex Bennis.
Prep beginning to take it to the variant is now 21-0 in the third quarter. Yaron, a TD pass to Patrick Sweetnam.
You mean the prep? They're playing Haverhill, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, yeah. Prep versus Haverhill.
One more defensive player here on the Emil Rossi. Okay, Emil Rossi is somebody I left off that D-line. There we go. My mistake. Timeout for a moment here. It'll be a fourth down and four for Beverly. I don't know if they had any thoughts of doing something here. I couldn't imagine that they would do anything other than punt here. But the ball is at the 35. They have a fourth down and three. Yeah.
And that's a long three, though.
Nick Barry shouting over to his team. Barry's the quarterback and punter for this Beverly team. But they don't look like they're punting here, the way they're in the huddle here. No, they are. Barry back to punt.
Beverly has a good size offensive line, but right now they're just getting out-quicked by the English defensive line and linebackers.
Barry stands at the 21 to receive the long snap. Here it comes. He fields it. Right foot goes into the ball. Good, strong, high punt for Barry. Fair catch called for by Lynn English High at the 35. So the fair catch was made by Prince Brown of Lynn English High, and Beverly will have the foot, or rather Lynn English will have it at the 35. They've had the football once in the second half. They scored. Now they'll have it again here in the third quarter with 5:11 to play.
Quarter's moving right along here.
It is. I was just thinking that myself here. So you're Lynn English. You want to complete passes. You want to run the football. You want to keep the clock rolling here.
Yep.
I think there's, but you also need to get first downs. So here's Matt Severance at quarterback. Give is to Gaston off the right side of the line. The surge for 2 yards. Gaston, as we noted a moment ago, when the first possession had some big gains. This one held to 2 yards. Second down and 8. English at their 37. What do you got planned tomorrow, Tim? Anything fun?
We have a surprise 60th birthday party to attend.
Oh, but now it's not a surprise if you're talking about it here, is it?
No.
So who's it for?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Wouldn't that have been good if I could have gotten them out of, out of them right then? Well, I'll tell you who it's for. It's for Rick Moore, surprise 60th birthday party, Bill.
You know, you weren't supposed to tell
what?
You.
Oh, what did I do?
To mention that.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, I knew it wasn't Rick because it was 60. Now, here's a rollout left side. Severance looking, and throwing incomplete. Well, in the last 3 possessions, let's say, not the last possession, but Severance has skillfully thrown the ball away a number of times. That was one of them here.
You know, but his freshman year, he would have tried to have made something out of nothing, and he got nothing out of it, or he got a negative play out of it, and that's where you can see the difference in the maturity of him as a quarterback, rolling out, looking for, I think it may have been Prince Brown down below us, It was Juan Avellino trying to get open, but he was well covered along the sideline, and realizing he himself was running out of time, he just decided to toss it out of bounds.
Here's Severance rolling right, left rather, has a block, throws it downfield for Fowler. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Beverly at the 28-yard line. The Panthers come down with the football.
Oh, that was a 3rd-and-8 play. In essence, it's a punt. Got a little greedy. The defensive back had position, and he let it go, and the ball came up a little short, and the receiver hadn't turned yet, and the defensive back simply came up and picked the ball in front of the receiver. So, it puts the ball downfield. Beverly has to go a long way to get anything. I know the coach would maybe prefer that he hadn't let that thing go, but...
Duncan Moreland with the interception for Beverly. So the Beverly Panthers get the ball back at the 29, their 29. And a direct snap to Barry straight ahead. 5 yards, 10 yards, up 45. Look out! 45 midfield down to the English 45 before he's taken down inside the 40 at the 38. Big, big run there by quarterback Nick Barry. So the each team now has a turnover. Tyshawn Anderson of English recovered a fumble in the first quarter, and now Duncan Brown with the interception for Beverly against English High here in the third quarter. Barry right back to the air here. Catch is made out at the 30-yard line. Receiver runs down to the 20 to the 19. It's another first down for Beverly High School. Pass catch there by Parsons. Pat Parsons, the senior, 5'7", 150. No huddle Beverly offense. Ball placed down at the English 18. English critical here for them with the 20-7 lead that when they make a mistake, such as the interception, that they respond strongly to follow that up and not get back on the heels. Right now, Beverly does seem to have them back on their heels after the interception.
Well, that's one thing you want to do once you get that ball back, and I'm sure that's one of the things that Coach Morency addressed. Is pick yourself up. You know, you've done this before. You've come back from behind. You know, the opening of his touchdowns certainly didn't help the effect of that speech, I'm sure. But I'm sure that his next words after that touchdown was, gentlemen, let's get it in gear. Let's make something happen. Let's make a play. You got now you have the interception take place. Now, okay, you got a positive defensive play. Let's make something positive happen on offense. And two big plays, and, you know, they're just outside of the red zone.
After the timeout, both teams returning from the sidelines. Beverly attacking here in the third quarter from left to right. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the third quarter.
I take it back to just inside the red zone. So, again, can they, you know, continue this quick-hitting play? And going up-tempo, going out the huddle, helps the offense and keeps the defense, again, trying to adjust quickly.
One setback behind the quarterback, and Barry throws out on the right side. And the catch is made there by Al Sharafi along the line of scrimmage, and he runs it ahead inside the 15 to around the 14. Might have the 13. If so, he has a 5-yard gain. He does. Second down and 5 for Beverly at the English 13.
I actually thought that play might go for more, but there were 4 English defenders rapid to the ball and brought him down collectively.
Barry from the shotgun. This time he keeps it running ahead, taken down near the line of scrimmage. He may have a net plus 1 on that.
Ski Gaston knifing in once again to take Barry's feet out from underneath him. Big game on both sides of the ball today for Gaston.
Billy Hooley over the ball at center for Beverly. 3 wideouts, far side left. 1 running back, McAlpine, behind the quarterback. 1 step drop, quick pass out to the left side. Catch is made by Marchant at the 10, out of bounds at the 9.
Short of the first down by a yard. Good saving tackle over there. I think it was number 8, Ismaili Bengura.
3 minutes, 7-6 to go, third quarter. Wideouts coming near side right this time for Beverly. 1 setback behind the quarterback, right up behind center. Nick Barry on the keeper, straight ahead to the 5, first down. That was a 4th down and 1 for Beverly. And the quarterback, Barry, kept it.
Good, quick play. Follow your center. You know, wherever the nose tackle lines up, You're going to go to the opposite side of that. You let your center take him in that direction, and it's usually a wide-open gap.
First and goal at the six. Pass to the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Parsons. I think Parsons, I may be reading his body language wrong, but might have been looking for an interference call on that.
I didn't think there was anything. That ball was just juiced, as we saw Laquan Linfield quarterback really do last night on a couple of plays. He just reared back and gunned it. Really didn't need to. Could have led his receiver because he had the inside position.
This will be a second down and goal from the six for Beverly.
And they need this score, Bill.
Timeout. Beverly timeout.
Yeah, Coach Morenci saw something he wasn't pleased with, probably in the formation.
Now Beverly English is bringing their defense back over. Some of them to talk as well during the timeout. Well, check out our newest program here on MSO. It's called Connections, Thursday mornings with Rick Moore. Timely local guests right here on Connections. Check it out here on MSO News Sports. Last night's video game, the Danvers-Winthrop game, is available on demand. You can watch it. No charge for that, folks. You can just click on the post for that. Also, the game from last night, the English game, the classical Medford game, also available to listen to online. Just go to the post on the classical Medford game, in which the Rams opened up with a win under first-year coach Brian Bond, former graduate of English. I wonder if Coach Bond is here today to be cheering on his Bulldogs, his beloved former Bulldogs.
Well, I'm sure he's here doing some advanced scouting, looking for to spot early tendencies that he's going to want to keep an eye on as the season progresses towards Thanksgiving Day.
Beverly is at Gloucester on Friday night in our video game here on MSO News Sports. When we come back, it'll be second down and goal for Beverly at the English 6-yard line. Three wideouts near side right, one setback, McAlpine behind quarterback Nick Berry, who's played the whole game here this afternoon for Beverly. Berry back to pass. The rush is there, and he's taken down.
Big, big play by the English defense. Bill number 53, Jake Miller, senior outside linebacker, storming around the end. Nobody picked up the block. Unimpeded to the quarterback. Wrapped up Berry before he even realized he was there. Big defensive play.
Idea that you're not playing tentatively, playing aggressively, and that's what Miller did right there. No room there for being tentative to make a play like that. Great job by Miller. Pushes the ball back to the 15-yard line.
Timeout English?
I believe so. Again, not a bad call with 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Neither team wants to make mistakes. And we've only had the two mistakes really in today's game. The fumble and turnover by Beverly, and then the English interception that Beverly picked off here in the second half. So for a game one in the 2017 season, a well-played game here between these two teams this afternoon.
Overall, yes. I think the score is, to some people, will be surprising. But when you take it in the context of the way that English has played the game and managed the game, it's not surprising. They've been the better team on the field today. They've made more plays.
Got a bunch of timeouts here today, though, that's for sure, huh?
Yeah, and in my stunning upset of the day, Bayern Munich was defeated by Hoffenheim in the Bundesliga.
We have to deal with this, folks. You know,
it's my innocuous score of the
day. There you go. Barry on the keeper goes back, and now he runs, and he's taken down. And maybe gets to the 12. So he gained a couple of yards on that, but it'll be a fourth down and an English player rolling around, but I guess he's up and okay.
Yes, Ski Gaston in the middle of the thick of things again.
Well, now English has a real opportunity to stop this drive as it's a fourth and goal at the English 12 here for Beverly. They pushed him back. A minute 30 to play for a third quarter. 26-7, our score. English leading Beverly. One man in the backfield, McAlpine behind quarterback Nick Berry. Three receivers near side right. Everyone else tight. Barry on the call. Right up behind center. Drops back to pass. The rush is on, though. He gets hit but releases it. The ball is caught in the end zone.
Wow.
Was that two?
Yes.
Al-Sharafi with the catch in the end zone. Yes.
Wow. Almost
12 yards.
Somewhat of a broken play. Again, Nick Barry under pressure rolls out. Defensive lineman almost on top of him, about to bring him down, and he lets a dying quail go. And Al-Sharif sees it. The defensive back hasn't looked back for the ball yet. He manages to get around the defender and skies for the ball and brings it down for the touchdown. So Beverly pulls one.
Point after kick is blocked. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Fowler, but Fowler is taken right back down. Well, that stopping a point after could be huge for English here. But Al-Sharafi with the catch. You know, that ball, as you said, hung for a while before Sharafi was able to come down with it. But quarterback Barry was nailed. He was on his back for like 1, 2, 3 seconds before they got that touchdown.
I don't think he saw the ball caught.
No, maybe not. Because he was looking at the sky at that point, I think. So that was a 12-yard pass.
Defensively, thing is, you've done everything right. You blitzed. You stuffed second and third down. Fourth down, you come up. You get great pressure on him. Quarterback just is able to get rid of the ball. Receiver makes an outstanding recognition of the ball. Come back. Athletic leap. Holds onto the ball. And you score a touchdown. You did everything except keep the ball out of the end zone.
Well, I really got to think that we're in for a wild fourth quarter here. Just a little heads up, folks, with 1:06 to play here in the third quarter. And the kickoff from Beverly to Lynn English, fielded at the 6-yard line, run back out to the 15, and that is Prince Brown, but he just gets back to the 20 before he is taken down. So Beverly High School's Jack Laganis with the kickoff. And it'll be first down for Lynn English at their 20.
Yeah, Duncan Moreland on that takedown of Prince Brown at the 20-yard line.
Well, at this point, the thinking for English would be the best defense is a good offense. Okay. Just less than a minute to go in the third quarter. English starting at their 20, working right to left here in the third quarter. Quarterback Severance out of the shotgun. Hand off to Ramos. To his left, he runs up the middle to the 25. A 5-yard gain for Ramos of English High School.
That determined run. He was hit about a yard beyond the line of scrimmage and just kept the legs churning and carried a couple of Beverly defenders. And again, good yardage on first down. Gives you options for a short flare or something deeper down the sideline or another gut run.
Severance getting some instructions from the sidelines. Gets his team back in position. No huddles here. A lot of no huddle stuff this year. Severance takes the direct snap. Runs it straight ahead for 1, maybe 2 yards. Setting up a third and short. A lot of Beverly defenders piling on, including McAlpine. Not piling on, but stopping quarterback Severance. A gain of 1, third down. No, gain of 2, third down and 3. And we have a time called here because just the end of the quarter, an injury timeout. No, that's the end of the quarter. It must be. So we'll take that break here through 3, the score. Lynn English 26, Beverly 13 on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
If you're thinking of replacing the doors and windows in your home, please visit the Door and Window Showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
hear from North Shore newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
Ready to start the fourth quarter, third down and three for English High School. Rollout left, Severance. The pass is not quite held on to. A sliding attempt there by Mathis Fowler, and it falls incomplete. So it'll be fourth down here. You know something? They didn't call. They must have called a timeout. Now we've got the end of the quarter here, right? Is that possible?
There was one tick showing on the clock.
That's what it looked like, but I didn't see why anyone would call a timeout.
I don't know why the stoppage in play.
I don't know why someone called a timeout there. I guess English figuring
it's
if it was English
the,
that called
the
timeout.
Two.
All right.
Yeah, that last pass was a little bit short. Receiver had to come back and bend down for it. He just couldn't get the hands underneath it.
All about the same thing, I suppose. So we'll get a quarter break here in just a moment. Beverly defending now to our right. English on offense looking to go left to right. They've got a fourth down and two from their 28. And they will punt. Or will they? No. Fourth down and two. They're going for it at their own 28-yard line. No, they're punting. And the punt goes back. It's a short punt. And it lands, and it takes a nice English roll just over midfield, down to the 40 to the 35, and wobbles just inside the 35-yard line where it stops.
Is that what you call putting English on it?
You could say that.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You could say that.
Right. It's a final, Hamilton-Wenham over Bishop Fenwick, 21-0.
Ooh. Well, that's a nice win for Coach Jim Pugh and the Generals in his second year at the helm of the Hamilton-Wenham Generals. Coach Pugh probably has a smile on his face. I wonder if his daughter Annie helps him scout and stuff like he does for her. I bet she does. I mean, she's probably the key to that program. Here's McAlpine of Beverly taking the handoff. Stopped at the line of scrimmage, breaks free, ends up getting 6 or 7 yards on the carry. McAlpine of Beverly High School.
Nice determined run, refused to give up, refused to get down, and just kept bouncing it off, stiff-arming a couple of English defenders to gain those yards. Not easy yards for him.
It's gain of 7, second down and 3, out to the 41. Beverly trying to come back and get into this game, trailing 26-13. We're in the fourth quarter, early going. And like I said, I think we've got a wild fourth quarter here today. Quick pass out to the left, incomplete, intended for Marshawn. But I think Barry might have been more throwing that ball away. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Beverly has shown an ability to come back here. So it's a 13-point deficit for Beverly. So the mixed extra points.
Hoo doggy, we got a wild one here. We got a bomb burner going on.
Dandy Don, thank you so much. Quarterback keeper, Barry straight ahead. Might have the first down. I think he does. Out to the 44. One extra yard, a 4-yard gain for him.
Well, Beverly needs touchdowns. Two touchdowns and conversions here to take this game away, but they still have to deal with English in between. So, again, it's going to be a bit more quick strike than they've shown.
Here's Barry airing one way downfield for Marshawn. He makes the catch at the 20, runs it ahead to the 15.
He laid that one right in there. What did he throw that, Bill? 10, 20, 30, about 35, 40 yards in the air. And again, Marshawn, step on the defender, laid out, put their hands in it, fell into them, gift from heaven.
Yeah.
And puts Beverly inside the red zone. 9:41 and ticking.
Three wideouts near side left. Barry right behind center. McAlpine the handoff. Blistering his way inside the 15 to the 13 to the 12.
Yeah, it's fourth quarter. It's gut check time. Do you want to win this game or do you want to walk out of here with an L? And the Beverly Panthers in this possession are responding.
McAlpine got it to the 11, a 4-yard gain for him. Second down and 6 for Beverly in English territory. Rolling out, Barry throwing to the end zone, too high, incomplete. Well, he just unloaded a pass up for Parsons. Parsons needed to be another foot taller, but that would have been helpful for him at that point, but not the case here.
Yeah, once again, just a little over anxious, trying to get it to the receiver ASAP. And in trying to put that extra little zip on it, you know, you release it a bit too soon. It's like a pitcher tries to overthrow the fastball. Generally, it's going to be hot. You're going to miss high and wide.
Third down and six for Beverly at the English 11. Here's the quarterback, Barry, rolling right to the sidelines. Throws it to the end zone. Incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Severance.
Severance playing safety. Did not expect the ball to come to him.
And no.
He looked up and it was in his hands and he couldn't maintain possession. The English staff did a collective groan on that play. Could have stopped the Panther attack here. Now we've got fourth and six. So does Beverly go for a first down or do they go for the touchdown?
First down stake would be at the 5-yard line. It was just a moment ago down at the other end late in the third quarter where English appeared to almost stop Beverly, except for the fact that they were 12 yards out, had a fourth down and goal from the 12, and quarterback Nick Berry threw one to Amir Al-Sharafi for a touchdown as he was actually English had the coverage and attention being given to the quarterback Berry as he was being hit as he released the ball, but just was able to get the ball off, then got hit. And it was a completion for a touchdown. A great effort by Al-Sharafi in the end zone as well. So now English in a similar situation. Beverly has the ball at the 10. As you said, Tim, about a fourth and five. The ball just outside the 10. So if we call it, it'd be a fourth and six. But they could get the first down at the 5.
Exactly. You reference back to the halftime show, Phil and I were talking, and mentioned Everett, and he mentioned the quarterback from Everett, who's as good as there is around here. His name is Jake Wilcox. He's 7 of 10 for 204 yards in the first half.
How many yards?
204.
Oh, that's a good day. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he needs to work on some things, though, you know.
Well, I'm Bill Newell, along with Tim Kearns. Great to have you with us here on MSO News Sports. Email us with any comments or suggestions. If you're doing suggestions, try to keep it short, though, at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports.com. People could write a book, attach a large file for suggestions. I get that. Or criticisms. Three wideouts near side left now, man in motion, Al-Sharafi back to the right side. The quarterback rolling Barry to the left, now back to the right side. The rush is on. Deep, deep drop from the 29. He throws. Batted out of bounds. Incomplete.
Yeah, he's going
big for, play by English.
Going for Al-Sharafi. Couldn't get enough air underneath the ball to get it past the defensive back who moved over in front of Al-Sharafi. And he just simply batted it out of bounds where it wouldn't do any harm. Oh, Beverly needed that touchdown on that particular series really bad. They really did. Golden opportunity. Just wonder why they didn't continue to pound it. You know, they had 5 yards to get. They had 3 downs to get it. Why not simply, you know, 2 yards and a cloud of dust will get you a touchdown.
What a big defensive stop by English, triggered by the pass rush right there, and then followed up by coverage in the secondary as they had Barry on the run. He really didn't get off a good football, but he had to do what he had to do on fourth down there. Here's a run play, English straight ahead. This is Ramos out from the 10-yard line. He tumbles forward over the 20 to about the 22 for a first down run of about 12 yards. So Ramos gets them out of the almost literal shadows of the goalposts down to our left. They're still in the shadows of the light poles. But that happens.
Would you name a daughter Irma?
Irma?
Yeah.
I would not, no. No.
Yeah, family in Florida did. She was born today.
Oh, geez.
So they decided to commemorate the hurricane by naming the new baby girl Irma. Mom, can I talk to you about
that? Yes, right. I mean, it'd be like naming a kid Adolf, right? Years ago. No, I'm just not that bad.
Yeah, I know.
I remember some. I think it was Saturday Night Live did a skit on that many years ago about something like that. Oh, not a name that you'd really love to grow up with. I don't think certainly not back in the 50s or 60s. And not so much now either. It's a second down and 8 for English. And the quarterback, Severance, runs around left end. He breaks one tackle, bends forward for a yard or two, staying in bounds. And, of course, he's not upset about staying in bounds with 7.5 minutes to play in the football game. English is leading here by a 26-13 count over Beverly.
Good one-on-one tackle by Moreland, playing the corner, the right corner for Beverly.
You imagine, though, in Florida, think about this, is that, well, I guess a lot of kids aren't always born at the same time of the year, but...
How many Irmans may be
born? Yeah, I mean, like of all of a sudden you're in sixth grade and you're sitting in your classroom and a couple of other kids in your class are named Irma as well. That probably wouldn't happen, I guess. Here's Severance to throw way down over the middle, and it's incomplete. Oh, man. It is... almost caught there by Tyshawn Anderson. He had his defender beat and just could not hang on to the football. There was one of those last night for Classical, and there's one here today for English. That would have been huge for the Bulldogs.
He not only had one defender, he had two defenders. He had both safeties beaten, Bill. He had at least a step and a half. The ball was perfectly laid in there by Severance, and he just lost it as he tried to pull it in and pull away. Oh,
yeah, it looked like he might have slowed a step just to stay in stride with the football. I don't know if that messed him up a little bit or not. Here's the punt. English to punt it away on 4th down and 6. It's kind of a soft punt. Gets to midfield. No, not fielded. Rolls ahead for the Bulldogs down to the 45.
Yeah, the last couple of punts by guess have not been as good as the first one that went about 45 yards.
But it's an effective punt in the sense that there's no return here, nothing foolish.
Yep.
And you got to, at this point, you want snaps, you want time off the clock. And obviously, if you can't stop the big play, you can't win. And so they know they need to stop big plays here in the fourth quarter because Beverly is capable of it. 6:36 to play here in the football game. Beverly is trailing 26-13. They are out over the football at their 45. Going right to left here in the fourth quarter. Three wideouts near side left. One setback behind the quarterback, Barry. Barry fakes the handoff. Now spins, gives to Marshawn from the left coming around the right end. He's got 3 yards, almost five yards. He's pushed out of bounds at the 49 after a four-yard gain. 2nd and 6 for Beverly as he slid into the Beverly bench.
Yeah, number 50. Let's see. He is... Who is it, young man?
There's no 50 here.
No, he's on the field.
2nd down, Barry in trouble. He's wrapped up and taken down back at the 47. It could have been worse for him, but he slid away for a moment. But Barry got sacked.
Jake Millett now coming from the other side of the field, playing on the left side, came storming in, chased him down.
And what that does, it also doesn't stop the clock with 5:26 to play. 3rd down here and 8 for Beverly. Barry out of the right behind center. McAlpine behind him. Barry back to pass, looking, has time. Way, way down the right side with a pass. Up for grabs, incomplete. Defender and receiver were there. It was just one of those things. It's almost like a jump ball, but the defender was there and the receiver just could not come down with the football either.
Yeah, Prince Brown on the... on the coverage there for Lynn English, and is that McAlpine who was downfield? He sort of waggled out of the backfield, went down.
Might have been Parsons.
No, it's number 2.
Okay, yep.
Okay, it is Al
Sharafi, yeah.
Yeah, he just waggled out of the backfield, come down, checked up, and then headed downfield. Brown with really good coverage. Sharafi had a step at a moment, and that's when Barry let it go. And then it was just a two-man jump for the ball, and the ball went off of Al-Sharifi's fingertips and harmlessly out of bounds.
Three wideouts near side left for Beverly. It's 4th down and 8 from their 47-yard line. Nick Berry, the senior quarterback, right up behind center. McAlpine behind him. Here he's with the drop to pass. The rush is on. Slides by it. He looks to throw. Does so up the left sideline. Parsons makes the catch at the 18. Runs to the middle. Down to the 10 to the 8. I was looking to see if he crossed the line of scrimmage.
It was very, very close. I watched the referee throw a bag down where he thought that Berry threw the ball. And that's what the ruling on the field is. So that...
no flag.
That completed pass stands. Beverly, once again, back in the red zone. Can they punch it in? I mean, they're running out of time. 5:55 on the clock and ticking.
Good rollout and poise by Nick Berry. He looked like he was almost caught in the backfield quickly for a loss on the sack, but the defender could not put hands or fingers on him. He slides out to the left, as planned, I think, and then throws down to Parsons. Parsons makes a catch on the left sidelines, runs to the middle, angles his way toward the middle, toward the post, and gets it all the way down to the 10. And now we have an injured English player lying down at about the 8-yard line to our left. So we'll have a delay here. MSO News Sports is a multimedia website featuring exclusive audio and radio interviews as well as photos and videos connecting you to North Shore newsmakers. And also be sure to email us with any comments or suggestions at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. And if you see any of our sponsors, we have a great group of local sponsors here this year on MSO News Sports. Give them a shout out. Thank them for their support so that we can bring you these games, whether you're in Beverly or in Lynn today or wherever. And also, if you happen to be listening off your computer or whatever, but we do have a new app, so it's very easy to access our games now, a redesigned app. I'll be honest with you, Tim. I really thought he might have crossed that line of scrimmage, but maybe yes. He didn't put a foot down. I don't know. It was so close.
He was down almost direct line of vision, and he was.
Three wideouts, far side right. Berry spins, hands off. McAlpine coming back to the middle, going over into the end zone for a 10-yard touchdown run for Beverly.
Okay, here's where it gets interesting. Ooh. Is this Total Recall, Groundhog Day, all rolling into one?
That's the first score of the fourth quarter.
Now, does he go for one?
No, I think the last one. No, they only have to go for one.
But does he go for two? Let's
see. I think they got to go for one here. Yeah, they're going for the one.
That'll make it 26-20. Yeah. 26-20, yeah.
So... it is Jack Laganis with the point after kick. Right-footed soccer-style kick is up, and it is good. So Laganis nails the point after kick after Clayton McAlpine runs 10 yards for the touchdown.
It's gut check time, 5:15 remaining in this ballgame. 26-20, Lynn English a year ago. Beverly stole the game from Lynn English with late drama. Are they going to do it again?
I would tell folks the answer to that would be found by staying tuned to this broadcast for the rest of the afternoon or till it ends. You know, sense staying here after we leave and all that. There's just no sense of that. Get on with your lives, folks. Move on. Do something. Enjoy the day.
Everett has scored a safety against Xavier. It's 17-0.
Former coaching legend Ken Perrone sends out these emails, and I'm on his email list apparently. And it's like, get out and enjoy the day. You know, that's the advice people have, but that shows people being attacked by animals once they're out there. Birds, crocodiles, all kinds of different animals just going just frightening people to death. That arrived on the inbox, I think, this morning, if I'm not mistaken. So be careful, though, I guess. That would be my advice.
Good to see Coach hasn't lost his sense of
humor. Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. Here's the Beverly kickoff. It comes down at the 20, rolls to the 15, fielded by English there. Out to the 15, a hard hit there at the 23.
Oh, number 20 for Beverly, Jake Doyon. Oh, he became a wall.
Ooh, 20. You know, that's one, you know, you hear things from way up here, but when you hear that sound from way up here, you know that was a hard, hard hit.
Woof.
I'm just glad that...
You've heard the term being stopped in your tracks? That was literally stopped in his tracks. And again, you know, now the momentum has shifted to Beverly. Now they were down 26-7. They've scored the last two touchdowns here in the second half.
26-20 is our score. English with the football. Short run play. Beverly folks across the way have come to life here in a big way.
Swarming defense by Beverly on that particular play. One of the seniors was back on some of the effusive linemen away from the running back. Last thing you want to do is take an unnecessary sportsmanlike conduct penalty here and advance the ball more towards midfield for Lynn English. Do your job. Make the stop. Get back to the defensive huddle. Get back for the next play. That's what you got to do right now.
English sending two receivers out each way here. Ball is placed down at the 27. Second down, Severance. Left arm throwing up field. And it's incomplete. Almost a great catch by Mathis Fowler over midfield at the 47. He jumped up, had the defender split, and just couldn't come down with the football. That was one of those ones that no fault of his own. That was just a bit overthrown.
Free safety, Mike Anderson made the play there for Beverly, cut underneath and just stretched his 6-foot frame as far as he could. And I think that just interrupted Fowler's view of the ball because it went off his fingertips. Boy, again, that would have been off to the races.
Ball is at the 28. It's third down and 10 for English. They desperately need a first down here as you sense and hear the momentum change across the way. Here's Severance throwing on third down out to the right. A sliding catch at the 41. It's a catch, and it's a first down. Catch is made there by Juan Avellino.
Yeah, again, took what the defense gave him. He was literally nearly sitting down as he made that catch. He sat down in the open spot, as they like to say, and, again, got the first down that they needed. You said it was a big one, Bill, and it was. Advances the ball belt to the 41-yard line, gives him a little breathing space. And, again, biggest thing, they maintain possession of the clock.
4:10 to play in today's game. 26-20 our score. English is leading. They have the football. Just that 6-point margin, though. A pair of wideouts each way. Direct snap to Severance. Straight ahead run play. Ramos, is that him? Straight ahead? No, it's Gaskin. Ski Gaskin, Stravinsky Gaskin. Nice run for him, though, on first down out to the 48-yard line. A gain of 6. Second. Let me see here. They got the, that should be second down and 4. So what English has to do here is maintain possession of the football. That's their first order of business here. Tyshawn Anderson goes near side right as a wide out. The quarterback keeper Severance straight ahead. He takes a hit at the 49, but he's very close to a first down.
Yeah, depending where they spot the ball. Boy, that's...
Have they put it down yet? Oh, they did.
They did. I think they're going to measure it.
They're going to have to... That's very close. That looks like a tie right there. If it's a tie and the ball touches the chains, then it's a first down. I can't imagine they're not bringing the chains out for this. Yeah, here they come. This could go either way, folks. It just... this should be third down if they don't get the first down here. Telling Beverly to back off here. Panthers would love to kick that ball an inch back. Oh, man. Is it? It's a first down.
By the nose of the football, Bill.
Yeah. What you like about these turf fields is that they're perfect. You know what I mean? The lines, you remember the old high school fields, and they're not smooth, and the lines don't go across straight. And so you bring that chain across, and theoretically the ball, you could have your first down by a foot, but by the time the chains come across from the wobbly lines, you don't get that first down in the old days. That's not so much the case here. First down English, huge first down at the Beverly 49-yard line, leading by 6 are the Bulldogs. Severance from the shotgun. Quick pass out to the left side. The catch is made by Fowler. Behind the line of scrimmage, he's hit. Loss of 1 yard, but a catch wrapped up right away by the Beverly defense.
Al-Sharifi.
Al-Sharifi.
I'll tell you, he used his speed to close that play down because it looked like early on it had the potential of going for some yardage.
Now the freshman Fowler not getting up. Yeah, he took a pop.
Sharifi hit him square. Yeah, he's a freshman, and he has that typical freshman size. He's maybe 5 feet tall.
Yeah, he's thin.
Oh boy.
The rail.
The kind of kid that dodges raindrops.
But I'll tell you, he can stay dry. Unlike ourselves. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to play in this football game. The ball is right at the midfield stripe. It'll be a second down and 11 for English when we come back. Severance over talking with his coaching staff, getting the play. Andrew Blass over the ball at center for English High. Two wideouts each way. Running back beside quarterback Severance takes the handoff. Straight ahead. 1 yard, but that is it. Gaston with the carry. Stravinsky. Gaston, a senior, I believe, was the ball carrier there.
Yeah, any pass has got to be short and sure. English has done a very good job today, Bill, of ball control, of ball security. They have not given it away to Beverly, and certainly you don't want to do it at this point in the game. And any pass has got to be flat. It's got to be a sure pass. No high risk passes that Beverly can intercept, take back for big yardage, and give them momentum here inside the last 2 minutes.
Well, for English, I'm going to say right now is the play of the game because it's third down and 10, and they're at the 49 of Beverly. They need a first down. Rolling out right side, Severance now firing to the right side. The catch is made by Prince Brown for a first down at the 35.
Great comeback throw. He drove the defender, Moreland, down the field. He then checked up and turned and came back about 4 yards. And Severance did a great job of laying that ball up short. No defender around Brown. Able to bring it in. And again, big, big first down. That's a big play. Great call by coach.
That is a huge play. If they don't make that first down, they have to punt. They can't gamble at this point on the field with a six-point game. So they punt. They give the ball back to Beverly. Now you're playing defense to try to win this game. Right now they're still playing offense, and the time remaining 1:20. So they've got another set of first downs here. How huge is that? This is Gaston with a handoff. He's got some space running right to the 20, to the 18. Tumbling down, ripping down to the 17. It's a first down run for Gaston and Lynn English to the Beverly 17.
Well, that's just a quick hitter. You know, don't allow the Beverly D to get set up.
Well, English has shown some ability to have sustained drives, and how powerful is that? Here now we're wearing down here in the fourth quarter, Tim, and English just puts together a sustained drive here. And again, even if they don't score here, they made that first down that we were talking about and then followed it up with another one here to the 17. First down here.
Well, you got 48 seconds. They're in the prevent.
Prevent mistake offense. They put the knee down. Clock runs, 39 seconds. English looking to start the year with a win. They only had two all of last year. They're coming off a heartbreaking loss to Classical High School on Thanksgiving. Well, Beverly, on the other hand, had the Division 2 North title and loss in the state semifinal game to Duxbury. What a fantastic year for Coach Morenci and Beverly. They're starting with a road loss in Beverly. 12 seconds. They put the knee down again, and the clock runs down. And that is going to do it here this afternoon as Coach Carroll and Lynn English High come up with maybe one of their biggest wins that Chris has had in the program.
Oh, certainly, especially coming off of, you know, the way that they lost against Beverly last year. To come out this year, renewed attitude, renewed commitment, obviously, energized. I think some of these kids saw Classical play last night and said, you know, we have that kind of team. We have these kind of skilled players. As I mentioned in the pregame, let's go out and do this. And they come out and they did it. They took it to Beverly. They made plays. They made a mistake. They played mistake-free football.
Final score, Lynn English 26, Beverly 20. Tim's recap just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work.
No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District, with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org. Join us for the 8th Annual History and Hops, local beer, food trucks, and more, all to support the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Friday, September 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. For more information, visit lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn. The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on September 12th and Tuesday, November 7th.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field following Lynn English's 26-20 opening day win over the Beverly Panthers. An impressive performance, as we've said throughout the broadcast, by Lynn English. Nearly flawless football game. Sevens was outstanding. The third-year quarterback for the Bulldogs. Beverly did not play a bad game. It's just that Lynn English played a better game. And Beverly came up short on a couple of drives. They had a turnover on a big drive, but you know they're going to be back. They've got faith in themselves. They've got a lot of talent on that team. So let's take a look at how things went down in the first quarter. 8-yard pass from Severance to Prince Brown. The 2-point attempt failed. Later in the second quarter, a 1-yard Matt Severance rush, 2-point pass to Prince Brown, 14-0 Lynn English. Second quarter later on, 44-yard pass to Prince Brown from Severance, 20-0. Then Beverly got on the board late in the second quarter, 75-yard Clark Marchand, pass and run. That was a slant play. Pat Luganis with the point after, it was 20-7. And that's the way the half ended. In the second half, Lynn English took the opening kickoff when the length of the field, and Matt Severance pushed it in from 1 yard out. The extra point failed. 26-7, Lynn English. Amir Al-Sharifi passed from 12 yards out. The extra point kick was blocked, 26-13. And then the drama really started. As Beverly threatened, couldn't do anything with it. Lynn English went down and maintained control of the ball. In class, Beverly got the ball back again, and in the fourth quarter, a 10-yard rush, Clayton McAlpine. The point after was good by Jack Lagunas. The score was 26-20, and Lynn English came up with again a couple of key first downs in their last drive to keep possession and keep the clock ticking. Ran the clock out, and walked away with their first win of the season. very, very satisfying win for Coach Carroll and his staff. The players have to be ecstatic. So we'll see where this takes both teams. Can the English maintain their high against Essex Tech next week? Beverly has to come back. They've got a tough game next week. I think it's Lynn Classical, if memory serves me correctly. Let me just check the schedule really, really quick here. I want to thank Phil Stacy of the Salem News for coming on at halftime and sharing his thoughts and expertise, as he will throughout the season. Let's see, Beverly. Oh, Beverly's at Gloucester next weekend. Gloucester had a very convincing win last night, and that's always a battle between these two teams. So that wraps it up here at Manningfield and Lynn. Again, we'll be back on next week with Beverly at Gloucester, Danvers at Peabody on Friday night, and then on Saturday we'll be at the new Swampscott Turf Field as Triton takes on Swampscott. That'll be Bill Newell and his mystery guest. So for Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Paul Ingram, Monty Smith, the entire MSO staff, I'm Tim Kearns. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back on next Friday night. We'll see you then.